Good morning and hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with you again, as we are every day, Monday through Friday, at the 1590 spot on your dial, WLTD, and we have a hall closet filled with good sounds for you today and every day. In the closet this morning, Jack Benny, Burt Parks and Bud Collier on Break the Bank, Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse, George Brent and One Foot in Heaven on the Hallmark Playhouse, and lots of other things, too. And we're going to start you right off with a Guess Who this morning. We've changed the speed of this record to see if we can fool you, and we'll see if we can. If you know who the vocalist is on this record, give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. See if you know who this is. 475-1590, 273-3590.
Dance, ballerina, dance, and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn. Love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career. You can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina dance. Dance, dance. Once you said this love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career. You can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. There's round and round you go. So ballerina dance. Dance, dance.
Well, now, who was that 10 minutes after 7 o'clock on a kind of a cloudy, rainy kind of Monday in Chicagoland, April 30th, the first Monday in daylight saving time, although we haven't really saved any daylight up to this point. 52 degrees along the lakefront and at O'Hare, officially at Midway, it's 55. Hello, you're on the air. You'd like to take a guess at our Guess Who?
Yes, is it Vaughn Monroe?
It sounds like it might have been Vaughn Monroe, but no cigar today. It's not Vaughn Monroe. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Good morning. You're on the air. Want to take a guess?
Is it Nat King Cole?
Nope, it's not Nat King Cole. Sorry, wrong number. Thank you. Good morning. You're on the air. You want to take a guess?
Yeah, could it probably be Tony Martin?
It could be Tony Martin, but it isn't Tony Martin.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on the air. Want to take a guess?
Jane Morgan?
Jane Morgan. Nope, it's not Jane Morgan. Thank you for calling. Good morning. You're on the air with a guess?
Yes, good morning. It was Vic Damone.
Vic Damone. No, sir, it's not Vic Damone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Have a guess for us? You're on the air.
Could it possibly be Buddy Clark?
Well, what makes you think it's Buddy Clark?
Well, it just sounded like him, that's all.
It just sounded like him? What's your name?
This is Helen Kramer.
Helen Kramer?
Right.
You're absolutely right, Helen Kramer. It is Buddy Clark. Now, you got to hang on while we get your address. Where are you from?
I'm from Hoffman Estates.
Hoffman Estates. Well, Hoffman Estates is pretty proud of you this morning. You did a good job identifying Buddy Clark, and we're going to see that you get... I'll tell you what, how would you like to see the internationally acclaimed Ballet West at the Chicago Opera House next Sunday afternoon?
Well, it'll be a new experience for me.
All right, that'll be good. It will be a good new experience for you. And we'll see that you get a couple of tickets to the Pequod restaurant, too. A couple of... pizzas over at the Pequod Pizza Restaurant, too, okay?
Yes.
So you can have ballet and you can have pizza. That'll be a new experience, too.
Yes.
Hold on a moment. And thank you. Yes, indeed, that was Buddy Clark. And just to prove it, we'll serve up about a chorus or so of Buddy Clark and the ballerina. Mm-hmm.
Dance, ballerina, dance, and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance, you mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl, although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance, dance.
Boy, he really could sing, couldn't he, Buddy Clark? Oh, later on this week, I think a couple times maybe we'll have a Buddy Clark singing his songs without any jazzing up on there, and we'll enjoy him together. Buddy Clark in the hall closet, and Helen Kramer out there in the Hoffman Estates closet, going to go see the ballet at the Opera House this coming Sunday, and she's going to pirouette. Ballerina, ballet, right? Figures, doesn't it? Okay. And that's why, see? Okay. And she pirouette over to the Pequod restaurant in Morton Grove. Not only can she have a nice pizza over there, but she'll be able to see all of those old radios on exhibit over there. Bert and Dave have more than 150 old radios from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s on an exhibit in their Pequod Radio Museum, which is right inside of the restaurant. They keep the records, the radios, though, away from the ovens or something like that. But there's some hot things on the air right here all the time at the 1590 spot in your dial. 14 and a half minutes after 7, Chuck Shaden in the hall closet, and the spring things are popping up all over Betty's of Winnetka's three stores. Everything's new and nice and warm, sweet colors of spring. Step in and see for yourself. Find yourself in a kicky little skirt or a pantsuit with a jacket cut like a shirt so you can wear it over another shirt. There are racks and racks of exciting, comfortable, fun, new warm weather things. Smocks, shrinks, long romantic dresses. The sales girls all know what's there, what's new, and how to help you find your new spring self. Go on in and browse among the new spring and summer things at Betty's, Winnetka, Evanston, and Lakehurst. 52 degrees along the lakefront, 52 at O'Hare, 55 officially at Midway. The humidity is 90%, a little breeze out of the east at 5 miles an hour. This is the last day of April, and this will be the last day that we can talk about our cassette tape of the month for the month of April. Now, I want you to listen for a minute, and then I'll tell you how you can have a complete program, two complete half-hour programs from radio's golden age for your very own.
Walt assigned two of his best men to start checking on the three names at the bottom of the list, and we took off for Flatbush. Our first man was a hoodlum named George Vail, and one of his favorite hangouts was a pool hall on Church Avenue.
Snooker or straight pool?
We want to talk.
You want to talk? Go over to the park. Get yourself a box.
Oh, look, your wise cracks can only give you a hollow mouth. Show him the badge, Walt.
Oh, cops. Well, what do you want?
You know a man named George Vail?
Nope.
Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute.
Look, I'm not going to fool around. The answers here will be a lot easier. We know Vail comes here a lot. You don't want to tell us about him. The boys at the station have got time to help your memory along.
You can't haul me in. What's the charge?
Withholding police evidence. It can get you a couple of years.
Let's go. Hey, wait a minute. Okay.
Okay, what?
Oh, wait a minute. I just want to be sure no one sees me talking to you. Okay. I don't know much. Vail ain't been in here for a couple of days.
Where does he live?
I don't know. I swear I don't, but I do know it's in the neighborhood. Sometimes I see him coming out of a little delicatessen across the street with a bundle of groceries.
Let's go, Walt. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Sporty. It's guys like you who make the police department such a happy little group.
Yes, you recognized Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective, and in that little excerpt there was Ed Begley as well. That's a story called The Jacoby Case, And it's on a Richard Diamond private detective program from not so long ago, from the great golden days of radio. It's half of our cassette tape of the month for the month of April. On the other side, there's a full 30-minute Bob Hope program with Bob's special guest Fred Astaire, plus Jerry Colonna and Vera Vague. Now, many of our listeners have been getting cassettes of the month from us, and we're pleased to provide this means of beginning or continuing a collection of vintage radio sounds on tape for your very own. If you'd like to have this cassette tape of the month for April, The Bob Hope Show with Fred Astaire and Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell, all you have to do is send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Your cassette tape of the month will be rushed on its way to you, and there's no further obligation. If you'd like to have our tape for next month, for May, well, you'll have to tune in tomorrow in order again. Nothing is sent automatically now. So don't forget to get your cassette for April, The Bob Hope Show, and Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. If you order the April cassette, you'll automatically receive a list of previous cassettes that are still available. Or if you don't want the April cassette and you'd like to have that list, simply send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today, with a high ranging from near 50 in the northern sections to the 60s in the southern portions of our fair city and vicinity. Tonight, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, continued cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, with a high in the 40s in the north and mostly in the 50s in the south. Sounds like a carbon copy of today, doesn't it? Or yesterday, for that matter. Locally, heavy rainfall amounts likely today through Tuesday. Variable winds 5 to 15 miles an hour today. Easterly 5 to 15 miles an hour tonight. Chuck Shaden with you in the Hall Closet this morning and every morning, Monday through Friday from 7 until 10. Tomorrow morning in the Hall Closet, we'll have Your Hit Parade with Frank Sinatra singing the number one song. We'll have Willard Waterman starring as the Great Gildersleeve and a good Whistler mystery, The Generous Host. That'll turn you on tomorrow morning. And right now, to turn you on, we're going to turn back the hands of time to April 18th of 1943. That's only about 30 years ago, gang. April 18th of 1943. Sunday. Remember Sunday? Used to listen to your radio on Sunday? Along about 6 o'clock in the Chicago area, turn on that radio, and what would you hear?
We would like you to take you to the backyard of Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where Jack has been spending a great deal of time the past week out in the open air. It's yesterday morning. Take it away, Beverly Hills.
Oh, gosh, it's beautiful out here today. You know, Rochester, there's nothing like spring in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
Where else can you see flowers in full bloom in the middle of April?
Uh-huh.
Where else can you sit out in the open beside your swimming pool and feel those hot rays beating down?
You better turn off that sun lamp, boss. You're cooked.
Yeah, I guess I've had enough. I don't want to get too much all at once. I'm the type that freckles.
Me too, but you'll have to take my word for it.
Now, Rochester, pull the sun lamp back in the bushes and cover it with palm leaves.
Leave it right out in the open, boss. The heck with the Chamber of Commerce.
Cover it with palm leaves. And by the way, Rochester, how's our victory garden coming along?
Oh, fine, boss. Mr. Coleman's chickens were over early this morning and weeded it for us.
Ronald Coleman's chickens? Rochester, I told you to fix that hole in the fence.
I did. Even the big fat ones can get through now.
I mean block it. Those darn chickens will scratch up all the seeds.
Let's get this straightened out, boss. Is our objective carrots, peas, or fried chicken?
Carrots and peas, vegetables. Now block up that hole.
Okay, I'll cover it with a frying pan.
Use a piece of wire. Wire. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. You well enough to be outdoors now?
Oh, sure. The doctor told me to get plenty of fresh air, so I thought I'd stretch out here in my bathing suit.
Bathing suit? Is that thing a bathing suit?
Of course.
Well, you ought to get a new one. They're not wearing them with bloomers anymore.
I've got helium in these bloomers. I'm not going to sink.
Besides, a moth chewed the elbow out of your left sleeve.
Mary, it so happens that I lost the elbow out of that sleeve when attacked by a man-eating shark in Lake Michigan.
A shark in Lake Michigan?
All right, it was a perch. In mating season, they're vicious. Anyway, Mary, isn't it beautiful out here today? Look at those birds. Aren't they cute? There's always a louse in every crowd. What is that for?
Well, I don't blame him. The idea of having a penny peanut machine out here for birds.
That's for people, not birds.
We had a worm machine out here, but they crawled out for nothing.
I gotta have that fixed.
Are you going in for a dip in the pool, Miss Livingston?
Not now, Rochester. I think I'll wait till later.
If you're smart, Mary, you'll go in now.
Oh, that's right. The prices change at 12 o'clock.
Not that, but the pool gets crowded later in the afternoon. We have the same prices all day.
I just got a load of that silly sign you got out front. Swim at Benny's for 20 pennies.
Mary, I have a lovely pool. There's no reason why I shouldn't share it with people. Naturally, I have to make a nominal charge to pay for
Here comes a customer, boss.
Oh, yes. Pull those palm leaves off the cash register. Well, good morning, young man.
Good morning, Mr. Benny. Is your pool open yet?
Yep. This is the first day of the season, and you're the first customer.
Oh, boy, the first customer. Then I get the free swim.
No, no, I'm sorry, young man. I've discontinued that policy this year. Sorry.
That's all right. The whole world is changing.
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, here's my 15 cents. See you later, Mr. Benny.
Oh, just a minute, Bud. On account of the laundry situation, I'm making a small charge for towels this year. That'll be 20 cents in all.
But I brought my own towel.
I'm sorry. You'll have to check that.
But, Mr. Benny...
You see, kid, you see, if I let people bring in towels, I won't know who's taking mine out.
But that doesn't seem very...
Next, please. Next.
There's no one behind him.
Quiet. 20 cents out of a quarter. Here's your nickel change, kid. Here, take your nickel.
Keep it. You'll think of something.
Take it. Oh, attendant, show this gentleman to his locker.
Yes, sir. Right this way, sir. Can I bring you a scotch and soda, sir?
Rochester. We'll see that he gets just one towel. Remember last year, there were a lot of them missing.
Yes, sir.
No, Mary, I have a feeling this is going to be my best season.
Well, I think you're open too early. It's pretty chilly yet to go in swimming.
Oh, there's a little ice around the edge of the pool, but out in the center, it's all open water. Oh, here come some more customers.
It's Don Wilson and Phil Harris.
Well, they better be customers if they know what's good for them. Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to Benny's bathing pool.
Hiya, Jackson. Mary.
Hello, Jack. How's your cold coming along?
Oh, I feel fine, Don. I'll be back on the program tomorrow as master of ceremony.
Ain't we going to have Orson Welles on the show?
Definitely not. I'm going to handle the show myself.
Back to the corn, huh?
Phil, for a guy with a wife, a baby, and no talent, you're taking an awful chance. Now, give me 20 cents. You're going in for a swim.
Swim in that icy water? What are you trying to do? Sober me up?
It isn't so cold, Phil. I dove in myself this morning, didn't I, Rochester?
Yeah, but that quarter on the bottom of the pool turned out to be a bottle cap.
Well, the way the light hit it, it really fooled me. How about you, Don? Are you going in for a swim?
I don't know, Jack. The water in the pool seems awfully low.
Believe me, Don, when you get in, Mary and I'll have to move to higher ground. Now, give me 40 cents for you and Phil.
Okay, here you are.
Thank you. Take those lockers, number 3 and 5 there on the end, fellas.
Okay, Jackson.
Well, 3 customers already. It isn't even noon yet. Oh, for Rochester. Rochester, what are you doing with that? Rochester, what are you doing with that chicken?
What's that, boss?
I said, what are you doing with that chicken?
I was just searching it to see if it had any cows.
Rochester, if I told you once, I told you 10 times, don't annoy Mr. Coleman's chickens. If any of those hens are missing, he'll blame us.
That's what you said about his grapefruit, and he has yet to mention it.
Well, it so happens, Rochester, that the grapefruit hit the ground on my side of the fence.
Yes, sir, that cold shoot worked out fine.
Now, Rochester, if you don't... Well, here comes Dennis. Hello, kid.
Sorry I'm late, Mr. Benny. Are there many customers here?
No, only 3 so far.
Good, then I'll have time for a dip in the pool first.
Dennis, if you read your contract with Benny Bathing Pool Incorporated, you will find that Clause B stipulates that you are to supply entertainment whether our customer's here or not. Now, let's have a song.
But, Mr. Benny, that contract also says that I'm supposed to be the lifeguard.
So what?
Well, gee, if I'm the lifeguard, I better learn to swim. I worry about things like that.
Look, kid, sing your song, bring in some customers. You can learn to swim later. Now, go ahead. Let's have your song.
Beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock when it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrop when the summer shower is through. A voice within me keeps repeating, you.
Was Dennis Day singing Night and Day by Cole Porter. No, that's the way Jack would have said it, and maybe he will say that. We'll find out after we take a break for the news. That's a Jack Benny program from the war years, April 18th, as a matter of fact, 1943. This is Chuck Shaden on Monday, April 30th of 1973, only 30 years after the fact with the Jack Benny thing. But we have got lots of good things for you every day right here at the 1590 spot on your dial. We'll be back after we do take a break for the news. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD 1590 Radio. Good morning. I'm Bob Abella with WLTD News Headlines. Deadly, accurate American bombing attacks are credited with driving communist forces from the east bank of the Mekong River opposite the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh. Military spokesmen say that government troops have regained control of a 3-mile area along the river. Members of Congress returning from an Easter recess today have until midnight to extend President Nixon's wage price control authority or let it expire. and a trading post and several smaller buildings were destroyed by fire at the militant-held hamlet of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, last evening. Negotiations to end the takeover resume later on today. Senator Charles Percy has urged President Nixon to make a settlement about anything he may know about the Watergate bugging and efforts to cover up the incident. Percy, interviewed on ABC's Issues and Answers yesterday, said he feels the president and others have knowledge about the Watergate and that the president now has an obligation to make a statement. Percy, an Illinois Republican, says that if Nixon knows nothing about the Watergate, he should say so, and that if the president has knowledge of the incident, he should proclaim it. Percy's statement was one of the strongest statements yet made by a member of the president's own party. Chicago baseball teams fared well yesterday with the White Sox shutting out Boston in the American League 5-0, and the Cubs did well, downing San Diego by a score of 10-4 in the National League. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next.
Spring in Chicago certainly makes up for the long, rough winter. The birds are back, the flowers, more and more fresh fruits and vegetables, the bike rides, golfing, and some nostalgic traditions like weddings and Mother's Day. Well, this year, instead of giving Mom or Grandma a lot of little nothings, chip in and give her a big something. Get the family together and present her with an automatic dishwasher, for example, or a microwave oven, or a new range. At Polk Brothers, there are literally hundreds of brand-name time and work-saving big somethings at famous little Polk Brothers prices. Trade-in allowances, too. Free factory service, very important. Warranty, delivery. Bridal showers make a wonderful time to join forces and present the new bride-to-be with years of beautiful memories. And she'll be proud of the name you choose. General Electric, Hot Point, Zenith, RCA, Frigidaire, Amana. Great names you'll find at Polk Brothers. All Polk Brothers stores, including our new Glen Ellen store, nightly till 10, Sundays till 6.
Cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms expected to continue through Tuesday. The highs will be ranging in the 50s this afternoon, dipping down to the lower 40s later on this evening. And on Tuesday, bouncing right back up to around 50 degrees. Winds will be variable, about 5 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon, coming out of the east by about 5 to 15 later on this evening, and that probability of measurable precipitation is 80% both this afternoon and this evening, and then 80% once again on Tuesday. Along the lakefront and at O'Hare, 52 degrees. Midway officially is 55. The humidity stands at 90% with the winds out of the east at 5 miles an hour. This has been WLTD News and Weather. The time is 7:35.
Hi, I'm Mike Schwimmer, and when you hear that big band blast off, you know you're in the Yesterday Shop, a program of big bands, Dixieland, ragtime, and all that jazz that comes to you every weekday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 6:30 right here on WLTD, the 1590 spot. We throw in a little comedy, some vintage vocals, and a little chit-chat about the good old days. So join me today and every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. for 2.5 hours of the good sounds of yesterday right here in the Yesterday Shop.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by dawn. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women. Yes, I know and see many things as I walk by dawn. And this morning, I walk past 4901 West Irving Park Road. I see a young couple holding a savings account book. I see a cheerful, smiling young lady behind a glass window. I see a sign which says, Northwest Federal Savings, walk-up teller service, open every morning from 8 to 9. Yes, I see many things. I see a little old lady approaching.
Say, mister, what are you doing here under the time and temperature sign in front of Northwest Federal Savings early bird walk-up teller window?
I am the Whistler, and I know many things.
Oh, really? Do you know it's a good idea to save at Northwest Federal?
No, but if you fake it, I'll whistle a few bars.
Northwest Federal Savings at 4901 West Irving Park Road, open to serve you. And this is Chuck Shaden opening the call closet to serve you every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 until 10. By the way, tomorrow is May 1st, begins Radio Month. We'll be celebrating Radio Month here Well, we celebrate Radio Month every day, all the time here at the 1590 spot. But we have lots of interesting things planned for the month of May, especially for you radio fans out there in Radio Land. And we'll be doing a remote broadcast next Saturday afternoon when we have our Those Were the Days program. We'll be broadcasting... Where else but from the community room at Northwest Federal Savings, our sponsors who've been with us since the first day of our first year, 3 years ago, and they'll be with us on the first day of our fourth year this coming Saturday at 1 o'clock. So if you'd like to visit and say hello and come on, see a little radio show be produced, come to the community room at Northwest Federal Savings anytime between 1 and 5 next Saturday afternoon. I'll buy you a cup of coffee if you do come along, and we'll have a good time. And while we're playing the Amos and Andy tapes next Saturday afternoon, we'll have a chance to chat and talk about radio and play a little trivia, things like that. That's right, Amos and Andy all afternoon next Saturday afternoon from 1 until 5. The whole afternoon devoted to radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Corral as Amos and Andy. And that remote, you're invited to visit us in the community room at Northwest Federal Savings at 1 o'clock or sometime between 1 and 5 next Saturday afternoon. Good, we'll see you then. Hey, let's get back now to April 18th of 1943. It's 21 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock in Chicagoland. Back to the Jack Benny Show.
That was swell, Dennis. In fact, I want you to do that song on the program tomorrow.
Okay. Can I go in the pool now, Mr. Benny?
Yes, but don't dive in the shallow end. I've got rice planted there. You know? By the way, kid, I've been meaning to talk to you about something. I heard you on the Eddie Cantor program last week.
How was it? I wasn't home that night.
Well, naturally. Now, Dennis, who gave you permission to go on Cantor's program?
Orson Welles, that's who.
Orson Welles!
Well, watch it, kid. For from now on, you'll be working for Orson Welles. Now, go for a swim before you think that over. You know, I got a great idea, Mary. What my pool needs is a little glamour. Do you think you could get some of your girlfriends to come over?
Well, I don't know, Jack.
Sure you could. Call up Barbara Stanwyck and Ann Southern and Claudette Colbert and invite them over for a swim. Of course, I don't think I ought to charge them, do you?
Look, Jack, if you get those gals in your pool, you can bottle the water and sell it for $10 a quart.
Where can you get quarts nowadays? There's a shortage, sister. But what do you know? The sun is finally coming out.
Yeah, why don't you take off your galoshes and tan your tussies?
Mary, stop making fun of my ensemble, will you?
Uh-oh, say, boss, here comes that crazy board of yours.
Rochester, how many times do I have to tell you that Mr. Billingsley is not crazy?
Yeah, hey, did you see him at breakfast this morning?
No, what happened at breakfast?
He swallowed a raw egg and then drank boiling water for 3 minutes.
He was in a hurry, that's all. Well, hello, Mr. Billingsley.
Hello, Mr. Benny. One of the bloomer girls, I see. Being in the sunshine. I'll get a bottle and join you.
Well, you misunderstand. I mean, I'm out here getting a tan. Old Sal just came out.
Oh, yes, old Sal. Old Sal. Oh, yes, old Sal Wurzel. Been east, hasn't he?
He'll love that one. I'll never get out of this. I better change the subject. By the way, Mr. Billingsley, I see you have your bathing suit on. Are you going for a plunge?
Oh, I'd love to, but I left my plunger at the Mocambo. Well, goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye. Oh. Good old Mr. Billingsley. By the way, Rochester, he's supposed to pay his board today. Did you collect it?
No, he said the money won't be dry till tomorrow.
Well, that's my fault. I should never have given him that printing press for Christmas.
Hey, kids, get a load of Don and me in these bathing suits.
Yeah, don't we look like a couple of Adonises?
Don, you alone look like a couple of Adonises. Say, Phil, that's an unusual bathing suit for a man to be wearing. Alice Faye wore that thing. Phil, that's an unusual bathing suit for a man to be wearing. Where'd you get it?
Ain't it a beaut? Alice wore it in her last picture.
Alice Faye wore that suit? Somehow on you, Phil, it doesn't inspire me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll never be elected Miss Brooklyn Navy Yard, would I?
No, but you might get runner-up on Miss Boyle Heights. Well, what are you waiting for, Don? Aren't you going to jump in the pool?
Oh, I don't think so, Jack. The water looks pretty cold.
Oh, come on, jump in, Don. Take a chance.
Come on, Dante. What are you waiting for? In you go.
Look out, Don.
In you go.
Look out, Don. He's going to push it.
Oh, Phil, stop.
water's cold.
Well, here's 20 cents, Jack. I'm soaked to the skin.
Thank you. That water's got chlorine in it. I hope it didn't ruin my victory garden.
Your garden's all right. But say, Jack, what's Rochester putting up in the middle of it?
Where? Well, I'll be darned. Rochester, take that off.
But, boss...
Take that off the scarecrow.
But, boss, the crow's in Beverly Hills and very ritzy.
I don't care. Take my tuxedo off that scarecrow. Now, take it off.
Your diamond stick pin, too?
Everything. I want that tuxedo. Suppose I win the Academy Award next year. What'll I wear to the banquet?
If you win the Academy Award, you can go in your underwear. Who else will be there?
Say, I'm liable to win the award for tomatoes alone. My garden keeps on the way it's going.
Oh, you're some farmer. You and your silly experiments.
Oh, they're not so silly.
Remember last year? You sprinkled cheese all over the ground and tried to face all rotten potatoes.
Sure I sprinkled cheese. I had an idea. What are you giggling about?
Every other gardener around here had trouble with potato bugs, but you had mice.
All right, I still say it doesn't hurt to experiment.
Say, Mr. Benny, pardon me for interrupting, but would you
mind
if I...
Just a minute, Dennis. You know, Mary, I wouldn't laugh about my garden if I were you. I might turn out to be another Luther Burbank.
Another who?
Burbank. Luther Burbank.
Oh, yeah, they named Glendale after him.
They named Burbank after him.
Oh, I guess I didn't analyze it.
You certainly didn't.
Say, Mr. Benny, speaking of horticulture experiments, are you going to try out that idea I gave you?
No, Rochester, no. I told you it would never work.
What was his idea, Jack?
Oh, Rochester wanted to irrigate the lemon trees with gin and grow Tom Collins. Oh, it would never have worked. Now, Dennis, what was it you started to ask me?
Well, can I phone my girlfriend and have her come over here for a swim? It's very important that I see her in a bathing suit.
Why? Why do you have to see your girl in a bathing suit?
Well, there's a rumor going around that she's got knocked knees, and I can't tell by listening.
What's your girl's name, Dennis?
Mary Bell Buzzer.
Mary Bell Buzzer. Oh, yeah, she has got... I mean, bring her around, Dennis. Bring her around anytime.
Say, Jackson, here comes your medico.
My what?
Your medico. That's doctor for Latin.
That's Latin for doctor. Well, hello, Doc.
Well, well, and how's my little patient? Shall we take that nasty cast off your leg today?
Look, doctor, I had a cold, you cured me, and I feel fine. Now, how much do I owe you?
How much?
Yes. What's my bill?
Just a minute. Now, where did I put that hypodermic needle?
I don't need a hypodermic. I can take it like a man. Now, how much do I owe you?
Well, there was a prescription for cough medicine, which cost $2.
Uh-huh.
Then there were 3 sulfa tablets, which sulfa 10 cents apiece.
Sulfa, that's $2.30 so far. What else?
You bit my thermometer in two while listening to the Fred Allen program. That's $1.25.
It was worth it. Now, what's the total, Doc?
Well, including 6 visits to your house, the whole thing comes to $45,000.
$45,000? Now, wait a minute, Doc. Aren't you starting a little high?
That's the only way I'll get $10, and you know it.
$10. Well, that's more like it. Now, I'll tell you what, Doc. This is the grand opening of my swimming pool today. Now, how'd you like to take a free swim and call the whole thing even?
Good. I'll dive right in now.
Hey, wait a minute, doctor. Not there. That's the shallow end.
Whoop, bumped my head.
Doctor, come out of there. Doctor, you're ruining my rice bed. Doctor, come out of... Rochester, put down that... Doctor, come out of that pool. Rochester, put down that... Rochester! Doctor! Doctor! Rochester!
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what happened yesterday at the grand opening of Jack's swimming pool.
That's right, Don. My rice bed was ruined, but we had fried chicken for dinner. Play, Phil.
That's just another portion of the Jack Benny Show, a good funny comedy show from 1943. It's kind of funny to call a Jack Benny a comedy show. Jack Benny is an institution, and that's a good institutional message then from Jack Benny from April 18th of 1943. We have another 5 minutes of that coming up ahead of us. We'll get back to that in just a couple of seconds or so. It's 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. Chuck Shaden with you in the hall closet from WLTD. 52 degrees along the lakefront, 52 at O'Hare, 55 officially at Midway. You nostalgia fans out there in Radioland, you remember raccoon coats? Do you remember Rudolph Valentino and Easy Aces and Vic and Sade and Baby Snooks? Well, the Nostalgia Book Club offers an escape to those thrilling days of yesteryear to an easier, gentler world. The Nostalgia Book Club is the all-new improved book club that lets you take a vacation from the 70s. Monthly selections include books and recordings on radio, the early days of television, the big band era, old-time advertising, Hollywood's golden age, and just plain nostalgia in massive doses. Club members get from 20 to 70% discounts, a monthly bulletin just loaded with dis and data about the good old days, plus a wealth of extras and surprises. For all the details on this unusual club, write Nostalgia Book Club, 525 Main Street, New Rochelle, New York, 10801. That's Nostalgia Book Club, 525 Main Street, New Rochelle, New York, 10801.
Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, where plenty of free parking makes it a pleasure to shop your favorite store or service. Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, where Eden's Expressway, Skokie Boulevard, and Lake Avenue meet at Wilmette. Eden's Plaza Shopping Center. Easy to reach, easy to park, easy to shop.
Carson Perry, Scott & Company, waiting to serve you at Eden's Plaza, Wilmette. And Jack and the gang are in the wings yet, waiting to serve you up another helping of good comedy from 1943. I want to remind you about our summer radio theater, which premieres this afternoon, this evening, on WLTD, long about 6:30, right after Mike Schwimmer's Yesterday Shop. Tune into a half hour's worth of good dramatic listening, good comedy, too, every day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 here on WLTD. Tonight, coming up, Mr. District Attorney, a program from 1944. You'll want to tune into that as we tune in right now at 8 minutes before 8 o'clock to the rest of the Jack Benny Show.
That was I Love Coffee, I Love Tea, played by Phil Harris and his boys, who have yet to drink coffee or tea out of anything but a saucer. I might even have said who have yet to drink either coffee or tea. But I've been sick and I'm sweet now. Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have something of great interest to all of you. In a few moments...
You better be sweet.
What?
Look, Jackson, I don't care whether you've been sick or not. Lay off them wisecracks.
In a few moments, ladies and gentlemen...
From now on, be a gentleman. If you can't say something derogatory about my boy, don't say nothing.
Okay, I'll be derogatory. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
You don't even know what derogatory means.
Derogatory?
Derogatory means tending to or the nature of derogation, disparagement, or detraction.
Dennis, that's Don Wilson's line.
I thought there was something wrong here.
Ah, folks, what other program has such bottlenecks? What a dodo.
Wait a minute, Jack. You don't appreciate Dennis. I think he's a very nice boy.
Sure he's a nice boy, Mary, but he doesn't have to... Why, Loretta! Oh, for heaven's sake, Loretta Young, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we've been expecting you, Loretta, and folks, the few words that Miss Young has to say to us are of vital importance.
Thank you, Jack. Here's something I would like to ask everyone to think of. To think of when you go to bed tonight. Think of this as you lift the window and smell the night air and look out at the stars. Think of this. There are thousands of little shacks in the Philippines that are empty tonight. There are thousands of little cottages like yours in Yugoslavia, Greece, China, Russia, empty tonight. Where have all the people gone? Why didn't you know? They're dead. You are still alive. Your blood is warm. The face you love is there on the pillow in the dusk of the room. And everything is so quiet and still and beautiful. That's worth saving, isn't it? Others are dying in order to save it for you. Then is our country asking too much when it asks you to become a part of the second war loan. $13 billion for attack. for the invasion of Europe. How much can you spare? How much can you invest? How many war bonds can you buy today? Well, ask yourself those questions as you stand at your window tonight and smell the fresh, clean night air and look out at the stars.
Order that bond now. Phone this station, Drexel 7211.
What you said has brought home to us the importance of buying war bonds. Thank you.
The Basic Seven. You're reading about them in the papers, you're hearing about them on the radio. The Basic Seven groups of foods which our new national nutrition program tells us we should all have every day. And featured in this Basic Seven are whole grain cereals. Cereals such as Grape Nuts Flakes. Yes, delicious, toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes are a whole grain cereal, the kind of food your government urges you to eat at least once a day. Every serving of Grape Nuts Flakes and milk provides whole grain nourishment, including minerals, proteins, vitamins, and carbohydrates. Besides, Grape Nuts Flakes are plentiful, thrifty, unrationed. So do as Uncle Sam urges you to do. Get the Basic Seven into your daily diet, including more whole grain cereals. And for tops and delicious flavor, make it Grape Nuts Flakes. Remember, you don't give up a single precious ration stamp when you buy Grape Nuts Flakes.
Good night, everybody.
The Jack Benny program is written by Bill Meyer and Ed Beloy.
And there you have the Jack Benny program from just about 30 years ago, a little better than that. April 18th of 1943 was the Sunday that you heard that Jack Benny program. Speaking of Sundays, we have Those Were the Sundays here on WLTD every Sunday afternoon along about 5:30, where we present a half hour's worth of Sunday programs, something that you used to hear on Sunday during radio's golden age. You just might hear it again on a Sunday during the rerun of Radio's Golden Age here on WLTD. It's 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. And here's a sound from the Golden Age of Baseball.
Two out now, top of the ninth inning. Cubs 1, Cardinals nothing. The Cub battery, Rush and Sheffing still. Slaughter leads off first. Rocky Nelson digging in there at the plate. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Left center. Falling kind of fast. Andy races in. Pafko dives for the ball. Did he catch it or didn't he? Umpire Al Bartik out there signals no catch. Pafko's furious. He's racing in, holding up the ball high. Slaughter scoring. Third base coach Tony Coffin is waving Nelson around. Charlie Grimm is screaming at Pafko to throw the ball. He finally does. And the ball hits Nelson on the high side as he crosses home with the lead run. I don't believe it. Neither does Pafko.
Wow, that's just one of dozens of great moments in Chicago Cubs baseball. 40 years of sports sounds, and it's yours on the only long-playing album like it anywhere. It's a collector's item and a good gift, too. Not a recreation, but the actual voices of Cubs broadcasters, from Quinn Ryan to Burt Wilson to Bob Elson to Jack Brickhouse. Broadcasters describing Gabby Hartnett's homer in the dark, Ernie Banks' 500th homer, and many Cubs World Series highlights. Even more than that, best of all, for WLTD nostalgia fans, you can enjoy this Great Moments in Cubs Baseball album for only $3.98. And if you act now, we'll also include free a copy of that great hit and another terrific collector's item, Hey Hey Holy Mackerel, Chicago Cubs song. This Cubs album and record combination, a $6.25 value, is yours for only $3.98. Send to Baseball Records, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. Get Great Moments in Cubs Baseball, plus Hey Hey, Holy Mackerel. Send $3.98 to Baseball Records, WLTD, Evanston. Great Moments in Cubs Baseball, $3.98 to Baseball Records, WLTD, Evanston, 60202. This is The Place, WLTD. I'm Chuck Shaden. The program is The Hall Closet. And coming up right after we take a break for the news, we'll have a program from radio in 1950, Break the Bank, with Burt Parks as the quizmaster and Bud Collier's on there. And that's a good thing, too. And later on this morning, we've got we're tuning into the sound of music from MGM, Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse in Silk Stockings. Coming up in the Hall Closet here, Wednesday morning, we'll have Charlie McCarthy and Edgar Bergen with their guest Maurice Evans. We'll have Perry Como on the Supper Club and One Man's Family. Plus, Inner Sanctum. Thursday morning, it's Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, The Life of Riley with William Bendix and Margaret O'Brien, starring in Lost Angel on Academy Award Theater. Friday, it's Fred Allen, The Railroad Hour, and Suspense. And then don't forget, Saturday afternoon, the 5th of May, all afternoon with radio's all-time favorites. Amos and Andy, the owners of the Fresh Air Taxi Company, will be beaming our good old radio programs from the community room at Northwest Federal Savings. You're invited to visit us, say hello during the afternoon between 1 and 5. We'll be there, and we'll be here all morning long until 10 o'clock today and every day, Monday through Friday at the 1590 spot on your dial. This is Chuck Shaden. We'll take a break for the news. We'll be back. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD Evanston, good morning. It's 8 a.m., and I'm Bob Abella with the news on the hour. Fire of unknown cause destroyed the half-block-long trading post at Wounded Knee, South Dakota last night. That fire broke out on the eve of expected resumption of negotiations between the government and the militant Indians who have held Wounded Knee now for some 2 months. Also in the news this morning, Congress gets down to business again today after an Easter recess that began nearly 2 weeks ago. Both houses have until midnight either to extend President Nixon's wage price control authority for another year or let it run out. President Nixon is expected back at the White House today after spending the weekend at his Camp David, Maryland mountain retreat. There are indications that he's preparing a public move in response to pressure in the Watergate bugging scandal. Democratic governors are thinking about a proposal to buy national television time to ask that an impartial prosecutor handle the Watergate case. National Committee Chairman Robert Strauss suggested such a move at a meeting of the Democratic Governors Caucus. Elsewhere in the world, field reports from Phnom Penh say Cambodian communist troops have disappeared from the east bank of the Mekong River opposite the capital. And they say that recent American bombing raids have been deadly accurate and the area has been liberated from communist forces. The Saigon Command says release of civilian prisoners in South Vietnam broke down again today because of disagreement over safety measures for truce team helicopters. It's the second time the release timetable has been disrupted by disputes over helicopter safety. And from Paris, reports are that meetings between Hanoi and Washington representatives over ceasefire violations are continuing. The two sides today talked for 5.5 hours yesterday, and the North Vietnamese representative said the entire peace agreement was reviewed. The crest of the worst Mississippi River flood on record passed St. Louis yesterday and is surging toward Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Whitecaps, whipped by high winds, pounded a 15-mile stretch of levee at Jonesville, Louisiana yesterday, and National Guard's troops evacuated families. A week-long truce in Londonderry ended at midnight Sunday, but not before it was shattered by the deaths of two British police soldiers. The truce was proclaimed by the extremist provisional wing of the IRA, and another soldier died in Belfast during the weekend. In other news, the Arab News Agency, WAFA, says that an Israeli gunboat took a direct hit off the coast of southern Lebanon yesterday as Arabs foiled an attempt to land a force at a refugee camp. Military spokesmen in Tel Aviv, however, deny the Palestinian report. And demolition experts say that they'll resume work today clearing debris and dangerous TNT fragments from the Southern Pacific Switching Yard at Roseville, California. A fire at that yard Saturday touched off explosions in a load of bombs that were destined for Cambodia. Finally, if Dr. George Elmstrom and Nancy DePaul felt as though they were on cloud nine after their wedding yesterday, it's probably because they were. It was no church wedding for the El Segundo, California optometrist and his 37-year-old bride. They were wed in a hot air balloon called Anzi Pants, tethered to the ground near a hotel in Palm Springs. The bride and groom stood in the basket of the balloon while the judge administered the rites from down below. Then the judge pronounced them man and wife, and then the bride tossed down the traditional bouquet, cut the line, and the couple sailed off. Those are the headlines. WLTD News time is 8:03.
Now's the time to get that do-it-yourself project going that you've been planning on. Whether you want to panel a room, redecorate a room, add a closet, whatever the project, you'll find all the materials you need at Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, a respected name in building materials since 1928. They feature a complete selection of famous Masonite Royal Coat paneling, plus everything in lumber, millwork, insulation, roofing materials, and oak, maple, and fir floorings. You'll never be disappointed at Miller Brothers. You can trust their reputation for quality, reliability, and service. and you can depend on them for down-to-earth prices. You'll like the prompt, personalized services, too. For everything in building materials, it's Miller Brothers Lumber Company, where you can use your Midwest bank card. For prompt city and suburban delivery, call Avenue 3 3460 or visit Miller Brothers, 4918 West Lawrence in Chicago.
And in Chicago and around the area, weather-wise, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms expected to continue through Tuesday. The highs this afternoon will be in the 50s, the lows this evening dipping down to the lower 40-degree area, and on Tuesday the highs back up around 50 degrees. Winds will be about 5 to 15 miles an hour and variable this afternoon, coming out of the easterly direction by about 5 to 15 this evening. That probability of rain will be 80% through Tuesday. At 8 a.m. along the lakefront, 54 degrees, O'Hare 49, and Midway officially reports 57 degrees with the humidity at 87%. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
Music you like to brighten your day every day, all day at 1590, the bright spot on your dial, WLTD.
Anthony's Restaurant in downtown Evanston. For years, Evanston's premier dining attraction for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at moderate prices is pleased to announce that it's now opened on Sundays from 11 until 8:30. Now you can enjoy their personalized service and delicious menus every day of the week. Anthony's invites you to try their specialty sandwiches, the famous Great Reuben's Blue Cheeseburger, or excellent corned beef, and see why they're a house specialty. Or, if your palate prefers, how about spaghetti, leg of lamb, baked ham, lasagna, or many, many other dishes. Whatever your choice, you can't go wrong. And remember, you can now have your favorite beer, wine, or cocktails at Anthony's. In fact, every Wednesday and Friday, all cocktails are yours at half price. By the way, you'll get a complimentary glass of red wine with any filet mignon. Finally, if you haven't tasted their homemade soups, two to choose from each day, then you're missing an Anthony highlight. If you can't remember all their fabulous items, just remember Anthony's for Premier Dining, 618 Church Street in Evanston.
It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning once again. This is Chuck Shaden in Radioland on this side of the radio dial. Wherever you are, we hope your dial is set at the 1590 spot. Say, are you in the automobile this morning? You just found us, huh? You got the radio all set? Why don't you take that last little button on the right-hand side there and pull it out. You tune us in real good. Me, 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 me. Are you all set? Pull the little button out all the way. Pull it back to you, right? Careful, watch where you're driving now. Just, you know, stop at the little sign. All right, pull the button out. All right, now you got it tuned in. Now push the button in all the way. Ooh, oh, right in the chest. Okay, but now you're set, right? That's the spot on your dial for WLTD and good old radio.
Harvey, would you turn that down, please?
Huh?
Turn it down. I want to talk to you.
Oh, sure. What's the matter?
I was just reading in this book.
What book?
The new one here. If Your Unborn Baby Could Talk. It's a marvelous book. And, well, I was just reading a chapter on breastfeeding.
You want to do that?
Well, I've been thinking about it.
Isn't that kind of old-fashioned?
Not really. The doctor thinks it's a good idea, if I want to.
Well, do you want to?
I do, and I don't. There are some problems involved.
Yeah, like taking turns feeding the baby. I mean, that would kind of let me out.
Not necessarily.
I beg your pardon?
They still get a bottle once in a while. They have to, or else we'd never be able to go out.
Not unless we find a pretty wild babysitter. Well, honey, frankly, I think if it's, you know, if it's good for the baby and good for you, what does the book say?
Well, the book thinks it's a good idea.
Well, all I can say is it's up to you, I guess.
You ought to read this book. It's very interesting. Like here it says, because of the decrease in the number of women breastfeeding, through evolution, the breasts, like the human tail, through lack of use, will grow smaller and disappear.
When?
million years.
Oh, boy. Maybe you should breastfeed anyway, you know, as a personal favor.
To who?
To all the guys, 2 million years from now, and tell your friends.
A green bumblebee. He hunts the biggest of all game.
Come on, Cato. Let's step through the secret panel in the rear of the closet in our bedroom.
Yes, but Mr. Blitz...
Not now, Cato. Let's move quickly through this narrow passageway built within the walls of our apartment building.
But Mr. Blitz must say...
Never mind, Cato. This passage leads to an adjoining, supposedly abandoned building where we have our sleek, super-powered automobile.
But Mr. Blitz should know
Not
that...
Not now, Cato. We must drive quickly to Northwest Federal Savings to take advantage of a wide variety of savings programs.
But Mr. Blitz...
With interest from 5 to 6% per year, compounded daily and paid quarterly.
But, Mr. Blitz...
Hurry, Cato. Press that special button and a section of the wall will lift automatically.
But, Mr. Blitz, the button...
Never mind, Cato. We've got to hurry to Northwest Federal. I'll press that button myself.
Mr. Blitz, the button not work.
Not work? Don't be silly, Cato. It always works for the green bumblebee. Cato, we're off to Northwest Federal.
But Mr. Blitz, the wall...
At 4901 Irving Park Road.
Mr. Blitz, the wall...
1 block west of Cicero.
Mr. Blitz, the wall... Mr. Blitz?
I know, Cato, I know. Just hand me a Northwest Federal save-by-mail envelope, will you?
What you think I am? Faithful valet?
This is your faithful valet, Chuck Shaden, in the hall closet from WLTD. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Weatherman says cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today, with a high ranging from near 50 in the northern sections of our Chicagoland area to into the 60s in the southern parts of the community. Tonight, cloudy, showers, and thunderstorms likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, continue cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the 40s in the northern sections of the community again, and mostly into the 50s in the southern portions of our fair city. It's 54 degrees along the lakefront right now, 49 degrees at O'Hare, 57 officially at Midway, 87% is the humidity, and there's no wind. It's calm. It's time to march!
Honey, honey, I'm engaged to Mary Sue. Babe, babe, I'm afraid to get undressed, 'cause Mary's tattooed on my chest. Honey, oh baby mine, look around, look around. Come join the happy hunting ground. 7 women to each guy, what a lovely way to die. Honey, oh baby mine, go to your left. Got a gal in every port, they're suing me for non-support. Honey, oh baby mine, go to your left, your right, your left. Go to your left, your right, your left.
Never saw a dame so large.
Honey, honey,
broader than the London barge.
Hey, babe,
for kissing her they gave to me the Purple Heart for bravery.
Honey, oh baby mine. Yes, sirree, yes, sirree.
She ain't much, but what the heck, I'm her favorite leather neck.
Honey, oh baby mine, go to your left, your right, your left. Go to your left, your right, your left.
Honey, nickel in the drink machine.
Babe, babe,
down by
Barbara, honey, oh baby, mine.
That's Art Mooney and the gang, and Honey Babe, that's a song from 1955, and do you know what movie that came from? I would like to guess. If you know the movie that came, that provided this song, Battle Cry, I blew it. That's Battle Cry was the movie, and Honey Babe came from, well, all right, no quiz, gang. Honey Babe came from the 1955 movie Battle Cry. Well, better luck next time.
We're gonna toss our cares away, soak up the sun all day.
Take a great big breath of fresh air, it's a great time for a picnic, thanks to Frigidaire.
This month, Frigidaire dependability and convenience isn't all you get when you buy selected Frigidaire refrigerators. What you do get is just about everything you need for a great spring picnic at no extra charge. First, you get a sturdy wooden picnic basket. In it, you find a checkered tablecloth, four unbreakable picnic plates and cups, four sets of stainless steel utensils, even a great picnic recipes book. So this month, discover why every refrigerator is not a Frigidaire. And have a picnic.
It's a great time for a picnic.
Have a picnic at Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer, open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. Townhouse TV and Appliances, 16 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Chuck Shaden in the hall closet. And Dad Rat the Dad Rat, that's what Fibber McGee would have said, by George, if he had made a flub like that. Well, Dad Rat, or who else? What would... W.C. Fields would have said, Godfrey Daniels. Yes, indeed. Well, we have a caller, huh? Hello, you're on the air. Have a comment?
Yes, the name of that movie the song was from is either Battleground or Battle Cry.
It was Battle Cry. You're very good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Where did that come from? 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. All right, well, let's listen to a good old radio program, all right? We're going back to February 1st of 1950, and it's the Break the Bank Show.
Vitalis and Truche present Break the Bank. And now with $4,120 in tonight's bank, here is your quizmaster, Bert Park.
Philadelphia. Tommy, does anyone want to break the bank?
Yeah! Yes, indeed they do, Bert.
Well, hiya, Bud. Friends, let's welcome our host, Bud Collier, right here.
Well, Bert, here tonight to try to break the bank is our holdover contestant from last week, Miss Marnell Purvis of 3706 81st Street, Jackson Heights, New York.
All right, hello there. How are you? You know, on one card here it says Marvel and the other says Marnell. Now, which is right?
It's Marvel.
Marvel, how did you happen to get such a lovely and interesting name?
Because my mother didn't want me to have a nickname.
So she said Marvel and she knew that would stop them right there. It's a great pleasure to welcome you back.
Hey, may I get a word in, Bert?
Sure, Bud. Make it fast.
Okay, I will. I just want to remind our listeners that Break the Bank, radio's most exciting quiz show, is brought to you by Bristol-Myers, makers of those two famous products.
Vitalis, live-action Vitalis, to keep your hair well-groomed and...
Truche. Truche, the beforehand lotion that helps keep busy hands lovely, too.
That's right, Vitalis, Truche, Break the Bank. Okay, Bert.
All right, now last week you chose the category Book of the Month. So let's continue with our questions about some of the books of the Book of the Month Club and see what you know about them and their famous authors. You've already answered the questions about Sinclair Lewis, Arthur Conan Doyle, Pearl S. Buck, and Edna Ferber. You're now reaching for $200. The next question is for $300, then $500, then the bank question, which starts off tonight at $4,120. Do you feel confident tonight, do you?
Well, I don't know.
What do you do, Marvel? What is your job, by the way?
I'm secretary to the foreign editor of Newsweek magazine.
Boy, you picked the right category. All right, we're talking about Book of the Month. You're at 100, reaching for 200. No mistakes. Book of the Month readers in 1928 got a book called Hunger Fighters, a very enlightening piece of reading. Now, can you give me the author of Hunger Fighters? He also wrote the famous Microbe Hunters.
Paul DeCreft.
Paul DeCreft! up to $200. You are really a marvel so far, and believe me, you're reaching for $300, $4,120 in that Vitalis and Truchet bank. Have you spent the money already?
Twice.
Twice? You mean you spent $8,240?
Bought two cars.
You did? One car is not enough. All right, now, Marvel, here we go. In 1931, a selection was Vicky Baum's Grand Hotel. The story is built around a pathetic character who has but a short time to live and is taking a last fling at the Grand Hotel. Now, can you name that character as he appears in the book?
I wish I could.
Would you like to try it? Did you remember reading the book, Grand Hotel?
I've read it, but a long time ago.
You can't think of the name of that character. He happens to be called Kringleine. Do you remember it now?
Remember it now, yes.
Well, Marvel, it's only one mistake now. You are back. Herb, move your head, please. You're now back to $100. You're reaching for $200. Here we go. While we're on the subject of books, let's take a moment to talk about our country's schools. The high birth rate during and since the war is resulting in a crowding problem which threatens to throw our school system into a crisis. Your community should start now to cooperate with its local groups to improve educational conditions. Another factor is the need for new teachers. Hundreds and thousands of them. So young people graduating high school and college should seriously consider making teaching their profession. Remember, better schools make better communities. Good citizens everywhere are helping. I'm sure you agree with that, don't you, Marvel?
I used to be a teacher.
Oh, then that's right up your alley. All right, $100, reaching for $200. In Edna Ferber's Immortal Showboat, a 1926 Book of the Month selection, Captain Andy, a river pilot on the Mississippi, buys a showboat. They travel the length of the river performing for enthusiastic audiences. Can you give me the name of the showboat which played such a vital role in the story of the same name, Showboat? What was the name of the showboat?
Does that have something to do with the Mississippi?
Beg pardon? No, honey, I don't think so. I'll give you five more seconds. What do you say?
Can't remember.
No idea. It was called the Cotton Blossom. But it's been a great pleasure to welcome you here, Miss Marvel Purvis of Jackson Heights, New York. And our sponsors, Vitalis and Truchet, present you with $100. Go over to Janice, our painkiller, and collect.
Say, Jan, explain yourself. What do you mean you lead a double life?
Well, most women lead double lives, Bud. At least our hands do. We keep a shining, clean house.
Which I suppose means lots of soap and water chores. Not good for hands.
Mm-mm. And then the glamour side of living. Parties, dancing, entertaining.
But what about those hands?
Bud, did you forget about Truchet?
Ha ha, I was leading you on. Everybody should know about Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Truchet helps keep hands that work lovely for play.
Truchet is an entirely different idea in hand care. A lotion so soothing and oil-rich, we use it beforehand to ward off chapping, drying, soap and water damage, even when we use hot, soapy water.
And Truchet leads a double life, too. You use Truchet not only beforehand, but anytime, whenever you need a soothing lotion.
So one bottle of Truchet in the kitchen, another on your dressing table is a good idea, girls.
For keeping busy hands lovely, too, begin today to use Truchet, the beforehand lotion. Well, Bert, before we meet our next contestants, I want to say to you, boy, that you're really getting around in the publications these days.
What?
Folks, I think you ought to know that tomorrow comes out a little publication known as Quick Magazine, with a picture of our guy here and a big story about Break the Bank. So get it. If you haven't seen enough of them here, you can have it right there with you. Take it home tomorrow. Okay, Bert, for a bank that's now worth $4,220, I'd like you to meet our next contestants coming up here right now. It's Ida LeBlanc of Madison, Maine, and Joe McKinney of Corning, New York. Say hello to Bert.
Hi, Madison.
Hello, Ida.
How do you do?
I must tell the folks at home that both of these wonderful young people are wearing Navy uniforms. What is your rank, please?
I'm a Telemann First, too.
You who?
Telemann First.
You're a Telemann First? Well, I'll Telemann anything you want, Bert. How about you, fellow? What's your rank?
I'm a Telemann First Class, too.
I see. Well, how did you two happen to meet, huh?
Well, we work in the same office together.
You were telling a man and she was telling a woman. I see, there we are. All right. It's a great pleasure, Walk. We're going to talk about songs of romance. Incidentally, you're not married?
That's right.
You're getting married, are you?
That's right.
I understand you told him before. When are you getting married?
October, I believe.
You don't object?
Not at all.
Okay, all right. Now, you know, for years, songwriters have been dishing out that certain something called love and romance. So let's see what you know about these romantic songs. For $10, here's a song of romance by that new heartthrob, Enzio Pinza. I'll try to make like him. You give me the title.
La-ba-dee-da-dee-da.
That's right. Some enchanted music. While I'm in a singing mood, here's another song of love and romance. This can't be dee because I feel so well. What's the word I left out?
This can't be love.
This can't be love. That's it. Now, Casanova Van Steeden and the Music Union's gift to the women over here will give her the romantic tune from the pen of Stephen Foster. You listen and name it. Boy, they're getting them fast tonight. That's it. You reach it for $100, and there's $4,220 in our Vitalis and Truchet bank. How about if you win that Teleman first class, huh?
Wonderful.
Yeah, what do you do with the money?
I'm planning on getting married, too.
Oh, I see. You're going to have a little dowry to go with it. That's fine. How about you? Coming very handy,
wasn't
it?
That's right.
Good. Where's your fiancée tonight?
She's home.
Where? Where's home?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York? What's her name?
Dune McCarty.
Who?
McCarty.
You can't say, what's her first name?
Julia.
You can't say hello to her, you know that? But if you could say hello, what would you say?
I'd say hello.
All right, hello, Julia. Now, here we go. You're at $50. You're reaching for $100. Now, here's a song of romance that'll always linger. Listen and give me the title. Cole Porter gave us this one. Peter? They get it on the first note, for goodness sake. All right. Now, $100, you're reaching for $200, and we are talking to Teleman Idol LeBlanc and Teleman Joe McKinney. That's a new one. That rating is a new one on me. How do you spell that again?
T-E-L-E-M-A-N.
T-E-L-E-M-A-N. Oh, I see. Teleman. That has to do with telegraphy and so forth.
That's right.
Okay, all right. Now we're at $100, reaching for $200. You made no mistakes. Here's a popular love song that was featured in Billy Rose's musical hit, Jumbo. Just think of a boy with a Vitalis hair comb and a girl with hands of Truchet loveliness, and you have it. Will you play it, Peter? Now think about this one. Oh, that's a beautiful one, too. Remember, it's very familiar, isn't it? All right, 5 more seconds to go. Come on, boy. Miss LeBlanc?
Huh? Why not?
You don't know?
No.
Beg pardon?
You're the one?
No, well, you're the one, too, but it's called My Romance.
What?
Okay, one mistake. They're back to $50, reaching again for $100 with $4,220 in the bank. Honey.
Yes.
You want to get married soon? Let's get that money. Let's go. All right, now here it goes. By the light.
Of the silvery moon.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not through yet. That's not the question, but just let me give a little bit of it, all right? By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey, I'll croon love's tune. Now, many a barbershop quartet has sung this romantic ditty. The music to this ever-popular song of romance was written by a man who not only had talent for music, but also a talent for discovery of stars. Who was he who wrote By the Light of the Silvery Moon? He discovered stars. He's written music. A very famous name in show business.
George Jessel.
Who?
George Jessel.
No, Gus Edwards is the man we're talking about. Well, that's 2 mistakes, I'm afraid. Vitalis and Truchet take great pleasure in awarding you and your lovely partner $50. Good luck to both of you.
Thanks.
Go over to Janice, our painkiller, and goodbye.
And there we have Break the Bank. Yes, indeed. Burt Parks and Break the Bank from February 1st of 1950. We've got more of that coming your way here on the 1590 spot on your dial, WLTD. This is Chuck Shaden. We'll be back after we take a break for the news headlines. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD 1590 on your radio dial. Good morning. I'm Bob Abella with WLTD news headlines. Officials say that Small Business Administration will begin accepting applications for emergency disaster relief funds. HUD officials will take applications for temporary housing for victims of the flooding of 13 counties declared flood disaster areas by President Nixon. Also, Governor Walker will be in Marion today to open an extension of his office. The governor will answer telephone calls and questions from area residents about his programs and policies. Also in the headlines this morning, a dispute over safety guarantees for truce team helicopters has again delayed release of civilian prisoners in South Vietnam. A Saigon spokesman says the communists have refused to offer safety assurances. Fire destroyed a trading post and several smaller buildings at the Wounded Knee, South Dakota Indian settlement last night. Renewed efforts to end the two-month takeover of the site by militant Indians are scheduled to resume later on today. And President Nixon is scheduled to end a secluded weekend at his Camp David retreat in the Maryland mountains and return to the White House later on today. The Kentucky Colonels and the Indiana Pacers match one-win records in tonight's third game of the best-of-seven American Basketball Association championship playoffs in Louisville. Also, the New York Knicks have won their second consecutive National Basketball Association Eastern Conference championship. The Knicks will face the Los Angeles Lakers in the finals. Those are the headlines. WLTD weather is next.
The words income tax are a bad. The words tax refund are a good. Let's hope you have the good with the bad and have a tax refund coming this year. Well, if you do, we have a suggestion. Don't blow it. Enjoy it for years to come. And Polk Brothers has the goods to help you, like air conditioners. As inevitable as Big Brother's taxes are the weatherman's hot, sticky days of summer. But with an Amana, Carrier, Admiral, Chrysler, Fetters, Frigidaire, General Electric, Hot Point, Westinghouse, or Whirlpool room air conditioner bringing you cool, dehumidified comfort, summer can be a pleasure. That tax refund will go farther, too, because Polk Brothers purchases train loads a year at tremendous savings and passes those savings along to you with super low Polk prices, Polk-sized trade-in allowances, especially now in celebration of our new Polk store in Glen Ellen. So when the mailman arrives with your tax refund, think Polk Brothers and comfort. Nightly till 10, Sunday till 6.
Cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms continuing likely through Tuesday. The highs will be ranging in the 50s this afternoon to the 40s this evening and back up in the 50s once again on Tuesday. Locally heavy rainfall is likely through Tuesday with the probability of measurable precipitation at the 80% level. Variable winds will be about 5 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon, and they will be out of the east by about 5 to 15 later on this evening. Along the lakefront, 54, O'Hare, 49, Midway officially is 57 degrees, the humidity stands at 87%, and the winds are calm. WLTD News and Weather, the time is 8:32.
Hi, this is Paul Malloy, and every weekday at 5:55, I'll be bringing you the latest news from the sports world. We'll not only cover the national sports scene, but also the North Shore sports, including Northwestern, Evanston High School, and area Little League action. Join me Monday through Friday for Sports Report at 5:55 p.m. here on WLTD.
Hello, fans. This is Bob Elson taking a timeout for Northwest Federal Savings. Northwest Federal at 4901 Irving Park Road, just west of Cicero. You know, they've been making a hit with Chicagoland savers for nearly 50 years. And Northwest Federal will score with you, too, when you open that savings account that you've been promising yourself for a long time. Northwest Federal Savings offers highest interest on your money. And you know your savings will be safe at the home of the winning team. Play ball with Northwest Federal Savings. 4901 Irving Park Road, just west of Cicero in Chicago. That's Spring 7-7-200.
Good morning once again. This is Chuck Shaden back with you in the hall closet. We're trying to break the bank right now with Burt Parks and Bud Collier. Let's get back to that show.
That's the call for the Wishbowl, friends. Now, Bert, here are tonight's Wishbowl winners, Mr. and Mrs. R.E. Morrison of 823 Plaza Serena, Ontario, California.
Oh, come on over here.
Hi.
Well, now, Mr. and Mrs. Richard Morrison, it's a great pleasure to welcome you. You're from Ontario, California.
Hi.
Gee, you've come a long way, haven't you?
I say we did.
Boy, I'm telling you. Tell me, just where, is that near? Is it in the northern part of California?
No, it's 30 miles this side of Los Angeles.
20 miles this
30.
Side? Oh, 30 miles, I see. What do you do, Mr.
I'm
Morrison?
Wood butcher.
Beg pardon?
Wood butcher.
Wood butcher? Are you really?
Yes,
really?
Sir.
Well, tell me, what is a wood butcher?
I think it's a carpenter.
Oh! Boy, I'm telling you, we're having fun tonight. And Ms. Morrison, your first visit to New York?
Right.
It's fun, isn't it?
Lovely.
Isn't that something? Come right out of Ontario, California, stand up here in front of all these people with the lights on you and everything. You scared?
Huh?
I think so.
Well, about to fall down. All right. Now, in just a moment, we're going to get down to your category, which is the Lou Gehrig story. I understand you know a little bit about baseball,
well,
do you?
Little bit.
Well, now we're going to see. Well, now, Mr. Morrison, Mrs. Morrison, incidentally, Bud, will you escort Ms. Morrison over there? While you draw three cards from the wishbowl to select next week's winners, Bud and I want to tell our listeners how they can get in that wishbowl. Now, if you want a free round trip to New York and an opportunity to break the bank, and if you live in one of the 48 states of the United States or in the District of Columbia, and you're 16 or over, send a postcard giving your name, your address, and your telephone number to Vitalis and Truchet, Box 100, New York 17, New York.
If you are our wishbowl winner, you'll stay at the Hotel Statler in New York from Wednesday to Friday, and you'll get $150 spending and expense money in addition to all you earn on the program. And now that's not all. It's pretty wonderful just that far, but here is a big extra for wishbowl winners in February. You'll get two tickets for the Thursday night you're here to see New York's biggest hit show, South Pacific. That's right. Bristol-Myers is buying tickets for South Pacific for each Thursday in February through the Damon Runyon Memorial Fund. So you have a big extra reason for sending in your wishbowl postcard tonight. But now I see Mrs. Morrison has drawn the three cards, and we're ready to make that phone call right now.
Now, don't you get behind that fence, Mrs. Morrison. You come right on up here.
I can't answer.
What's that?
I can't answer any of them.
Well, how can? How come you can't? No, really, why?
I don't know anything about
sports. You don't? But that's a good one for you, you think, Mr. Morrison.
Well, maybe
you
might be.
Huh?
It might be.
Well, now, maybe you lend him a little moral support, huh?
Hold him up.
Yeah. How long you married, Miss Morrison?
36 years.
36 years. You have a family, do you?
I do.
How many?
Three.
Getting grandchildren?
Six.
Six grandchildren? Gee, that's wonderful. Have you always lived in Ontario, California?
For 30 years.
Gee whiz. Ever been to New York?
Not before.
How did New York impress you when you got here the first time? You enjoy it? I mean, was it
as
big as you thought it was going to be?
Larger.
Well, these buildings are high.
Huh?
These buildings are high. You can't see the top of the thing.
You know that's right. Of course, it's been a little foggy today, you know. All right, let's see how you do. Now, one of the greatest immortals of baseball was the Iron Horse Lou Gehrig. From the time he left college to join the Yanks to the time he hung up his glove for good, he made many records that still stand. We're going to talk about Lou. Now, did Lou Gehrig play for any major league team other than the New York Yankees during his entire major league career? Would you?
No. No, sir, he did not. That's it.
Marson, that puts you at $10. You're reaching for $20. You made no mistakes. You're doing fine now. Lou started attracting attention. The fact that he had had the makings of a great ball player while playing for New York College. What college was that?
I mean,
Columbia, you got it. That's it. You're at $20. He's doing fine, isn't he, Miss Morrison?
Fine.
Huh?
So good.
He's doing so good. That's right. Now, the great Lou Gehrig earned the title the Iron Horse because he holds the record for playing in the most consecutive major league games. This record still stands and should stand for a long time to come. Now, can you tell me, was that 3,130 games, 2,130 games, or 4,130 games? 2,130. No coaching from the audience. All right, sir. Now you're on your own. You're at $50. You're reaching for $100, Mr. and Ms. Marks, and our wishbowl winners. Now, Lou Gehrig, just a rookie at the time, succeeded the great first baseman for the regular spot on the team. Now, whom did Gehrig succeed at the first base on the Yankees?
That's
a pip of a question.
I don't know that.
Yes, sir, but that's a pip of a question.
Pip.
Pip is another. Yeah, that must have been the fella, sure. All right, now come on up here, Miss Marsh. You having fun? Huh?
About to fade.
About to fade. Uh-oh, what's that?
Hello, what? We're getting bells all over the place. I'm coming out. Excuse me, Glass.
Is that the phone?
All right, here's our worst phone number. Remember you picked the cards?
The call has been put through. Let's find out now whose card you picked. Hello? Who's our winner? Mr. Julius W. Bailey. 313 Linwood Avenue, East Point, Georgia. Well, all right, let me talk to Mr. Bailey. Hello, Mr. Bailey. Well, how are you? This is Bert Parks on Break the Bank. Well, East Point, that's right outside of Atlanta, isn't it?
Well, good. Now, Mr. Bailey, you've been selected as our Wish Bowl winner. Your card has just been picked from the Wish Bowl. Can you make it up to New York next Wednesday for our show? Good. Who's coming with you? Huh? You're bringing your wife. All right. Congratulations to you, Mr. Bailey. Of East Point, Georgia, let's give him a hand. Thank you. Right now, we're talking to Mr. and Mrs. Richard Morrison of Ontario, California, our Wish Bowl winners. He just answered a pip of a question that brings him now up to $100. He's reaching for $200. Here we go. Now, when Lou started his major league career, he profited by the guidance of a former great manager of the Yanks. He, too, has departed for baseball's Valhalla. Now, who was the manager of the Yanks when Lou Gehrig started for him? Now, no coaching. Let's give Mr. and Mrs. Morrison.
Boudreau?
Beg pardon?
Lou Boudreau?
No, sir. It was Miller Huggins who was the manager that time. Okay. That's only one mistake, though. You're back now to 50, reaching again for 100. Try this one. Lou Gehrig started his phenomenal streak of 2,130 consecutive games on June 1st, 1925. It was on May 2nd, many years later, that he was forced, through illness, to leave the lineup. Now, can you tell me what year that was? I just want the year.
39?
It was 1939! He's doing fine, you know, Miss Martin. Huh?
I hope so.
He's doing fine. Now, you sure you can't answer these questions?
No,
you
can I don't know anything about ball games.
Well, maybe you better hold his hand, okay?
Okay.
All right, grab his hand. That's good. All right, now, it's the man who bats in those runs who wins games for his team. Is that right, Miss Martin?
That's right.
Okay, now, Lou Gehrig holds the American League record for the most runs batted in one season. Now, what is that record? In other words, how many runs did he bat in? He holds the record. How many?
In his whole season?
Yes, sir. He holds the record.
Well, that's one I'll have to guess at.
All right. Take a guess at it.
I'll say 2,000.
Oh, my God. I tell you what now. Now, wait a minute. Now, let me see. That's right, in one season, that's a little big. It's 184. I was trying to help you there a little bit.
I thought you said in his career.
All right. No, not in his career, in one season. I'm sorry, did I say in his career?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to give you another question. All right. You're right, you asked me in his career, and I said yes. I'm going to give you another one. Here we go. Now, to hit a homer with a bases full, that's a ball player's dream, isn't it? Well, Lou Gehrig holds the lifetime record for this prodigious feat, having banged out a Grand Slam homer 23 times in his career. The nearest one to that record is a former National League star who banged out 12 home runs with the bases full. Who was that star? No coaching. The nearest one to that record of 23 times in his career, he banged out 12 of them. Who was it?
Was that Steiner?
No, sir. It was Rogers Hornsby who holds that distinction. Mr. Morrison and Mrs. Morrison, it's been a great pleasure to welcome you here. You are entitled to $100 from our Vitalis and Truchet bag. Go over to Janice, our paying teller, and collect. Good luck to you. Thank you.
Judy and Alice, goes for guys who use Vitalis.
They have handsome, healthy-looking hair, 'cause they give it live-action care.
So be one of those well-groomed guys,
well-groomed and Vitalis-wise,
for live-action care of your scalp and your hair.
Get Vitalis.
Yes, sir. Do more than just keep your hair well-groomed. Keep it neater in a natural, healthy-looking way with live-action Vitalis care. Live Action Care with Vitalis and a 60-second workout wakes up your scalp. You actually feel the tingling difference. And, brother, she'll see the difference in your hair.
Yes, be one of those well-groomed guys.
Well-groomed and Vitalis-wise.
For Live Action Care of your scalp and your hair.
Get Vitalis.
Yes, get Vitalis.
Gee, it's been a long time since you heard that Vitalis singing commercial there, I'll bet you. Yes, indeed. That was from a portion of the Break the Bank program from February 1st of 1950. Burt Parks there and Bud Collier, too. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. We'll get back to that in just a second. It's 15 minutes before 9 o'clock in Chicagoland, 54 degrees along the lakefront, 49 at O'Hare. Officially at Midway, it's 57. Sunday, May 13th, closes the season for the Allied Arts activities. On that day, Harry Zeltzer, president of Allied Arts, will present Jan Pierce, America's foremost tenor. One of the most beloved artists of our time, Jan Pierce is that extraordinarily rare performer who commands both the highest respect and admiration from fellow musicians and critics, and an unswerving adoration from the public at large. Don't fail to hear this great artist on Sunday afternoon, May 13th at 3 o'clock. Tickets are on sale at the Orchestra Hall box office and at Sears, Golf Mill, and Lawrence Avenue stores.
Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, where Eden's Expressway, Skokie Boulevard, and Lake Avenue meet at Wilmette. Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, where you'll find quality merchandise for the entire family. Eden's Plaza Shopping Center, easy to reach, easy to park, easy to shop.
Shoreline Cleaners, waiting to serve you at Eden's Plaza, Wilmette. Don't forget the Summer Radio Theater makes its bow this evening at 6:30 here on WLTD. We'll have Mr. District Attorney. Then the rest of the week at 6:30 at the 1590 spot on your dial, we'll have the Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall in Bold Venture, The Great Gildersleeve, and Lights Out. That's Monday through Friday at 6:30 following Mike Schwimmer's great Yesterday Shop here at the 1590 spot on your dial. Mike comes in with sounds of the big band era. Ragtime, Dixieland, and jazz, all of that from 4 until 6:30 Monday through Friday. We're in the shop at the Hall Closet from 7 until 10 Monday through Friday in the mornings to keep you busy all day long right here. Let's get back to Break the Bank.
Well, that bank has grown up there to the sum of $4,370 and coming up holding hands here like mad because they'd like to take that amount home with them, Bird. Our Chief and Mrs. Richard R. Powers of Granville, Ohio.
All right.
How do you do, Mr. and Mrs. Powers? Okay, the category is called Gorgeous Gals. I see why you picked that one. Glad to see you both. Now, here we go. You've seen this gorgeous American girl who we're going to talk about in such picture hits as The Three Musketeers and Homecoming. She's come a long way since the days when they used to call her the Sweater Girl. Who are we talking about?
Lana Turner.
Who?
Lana Turner.
That's right. This gorgeous gal hails from Sweden. She hasn't made a movie in a long time, and maybe it's because she still wants to be alone.
Greta?
Who?
Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo! Now, the gal I want you to tell me about now is the atomic bombshell from Brazil who wears the bananas and so forth in her head. Who is she?
Carmen Miranda.
Now, Pete and the boys have their hair all slicked down with Vitalis for the gorgeous gal in this next tune. Now, you listen and give me the title. Here it is.
Great big beautiful doll.
Huh?
That's a great big beautiful doll.
Great big is not necessary. It's just all you beautiful doll. You got it. Fair enough. Now to $100. You're doing fine, Mr. and Mrs. Richard R. Powers of Granville, Ohio. Now, the boys in the band have another gal they'd like you to tell us about. Listen and give me the title. You know that?
A pretty girl
is
like a melody.
That's it, sure. Okay, now you're at $200. You're reaching for $300. How long are you married, by the way?
6 years.
6 years. You have a family, do you?
One little boy.
Good. What's his name?
Richard.
How old is he?
He's five.
5 years old. Well, it's wonderful. What brings you to New York now?
Oh, my husband's stationed out here.
Mm-hmm. You brought the whole family when you go settle down here?
Oh, I hope not.
Oh, you want to go?
You want to go back to Ohio?
Well, I don't blame you. Home is the best place in the world anyway, isn't it? Okay, now on the evening of November 22nd, 1880, the great impresario, Tony Pastor, stepped up to the gas footlights in his famous theater and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a vision of loveliness and a voice of gold." Now, the lady he presented became a great entertainer who married our ambassador to Spain, Mr. Alexander Moore, in 1912. What was her name? Introduced by Tony Pastor, a very famous name. Of course, it was before your time.
Jenny Lind?
No, sir, it was Lillian Russell. All right, that's only one mistake. They're now back to $100. They're reaching for $200. What was the name of the vision of loveliness from Arizona, whose beauty surpassed all others at Atlantic City this past season, where she was crowned Miss America of 1949? She recently married a hometown boy named Donald Cook. I want her name as she won the title. In other words, Miss America of 1949. This past season's Miss America. What was her name in real life?
Oh, golly, I don't know.
She recently was in the papers for having been married to Donald Cook. Five more seconds to go.
Jean something?
Beg pardon?
Jean something?
It's not Jean. It starts with a J. You want to try again?
Janet.
No, it's Jack.
Jack.
Jack Mercer. Mercer. It's a Mercer's birth certificate. But it's been a great pleasure to welcome you here, and our sponsors, Vitalis and Touche, present you with $100. Go over to Janice, our painkiller. Good luck to you. All right, bye.
Well, that bank is really climbing up there, Bird. Vitalis and Touche have $4,470 in the bank right now. And coming up now, I'd like to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Melbourne Smith of Charlestown, Massachusetts.
All right, we're going to move right along with you, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Tell me, Miss Smith, how come you picked a category called Bloodthirsty Pirates? You don't look very bloodthirsty to me. Come on up here a little closer, huh?
We can try anything.
Huh?
We'll try anything.
Try anything once. All right, we wish you a lot of luck. You've picked that subject. So we're going to introduce you to a crew of the bloodthirstiest buccaneers that ever sailed the seven seas in real life and story. For $10, in days of old, one of the most fearsome sights for a merchantman to behold was the terrifying flag of a pirateer. Now, what is the traditional emblem of a pirate flag? You know, as you see it on
the... bones and skull.
Yeah, the skull and bones. Okay, that's 10. You reach for 20. Now, if I were a pirate captain and I commanded you to walk the plank, what would you do? What would you do?
Huh? Walk the plank.
And then what would that do? What would happen at the end of the plank?
Fall in the water.
You'd go in the water. That's a kind of a silly question. You're now at your $20, you reach for 50. One of the most colorful pirates of the old days was supposed to have buried his treasure right out here in Long Island. Of course, nobody ever found any of it. He was called Captain Who? Now, don't kid around.
Kid?
Captain Kid. Good. All right. You're at 50. You're reaching for 100. Remember the old pirate ditty, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum? Now, how many men were on the dead man's chest in that old pirate shanty? How many men? He's going over the song. Sing the song for me. Maybe it'll come to you. Yo-ho-ho. And a bottle of rum. Yes, go ahead. Yo-yo-yo. Who? Hello? 5 seconds more?
50?
No, wait a minute. It sounds like 50. What is it? You know.
59.
Oh, 15. I'm sorry. 15 men on a dead man's chest. All right, that's one mistake. They're back to 20. What do you say, folks? Would you like to accept your $20 or come back next week to see if you can break the bank? What do you say?
Huh? Come back next week.
Next week.
You come back next week. All right. Thank you very, very much for coming. Right?
Now remember, friends, to get your name in the Break the Bank radio wishbowl, send your postcard. No letters, please. Your postcard tonight to Vitalis and Touche, Box 100, New York 17, New York. We draw three cards each week and make our phone call between 9 and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to invite the first person reached to appear on Break the Bank the following Wednesday. Next week, our bank opens at $4,470. Break the Bank is brought to you by the makers of Vitalis and Touche. To keep your hair well-groomed, remember Vitalis. And for softer, lovelier hands, remember, begin today to use Touche.
Remember, friends, to send your postcard to Vitalis and Touche, Box 100, New York 17, New York. And now let's listen to some exciting news about an important new Bristol-Myers product.
Gesundheit.
Not Gesundheit, Resist-Tab.
Resist-Tab.
Yes, lady, to stop colds fast, often in one day, rely on Resist-Tab. Resist-Tab is Bristol-Myers' clinic-proven new antihistamine tablet. And in just 60 days, Bristol-Myers has sold 61 million of them. You see, Resist-Tab is the identical antihistamine formula praised by Reader's Digest. Remember, doctors found that when taken promptly, it stops colds in an average of one day. To stop colds fast, often in one day, rely on Resist-Tab.
And now this Bert Park saying goodnight for Bud Collier, Peter Van Steen, and myself till next week. Friends, we invite you to join us next Wednesday when we'll have comedian Henry Morgan as our special guest, and we'll draw another wishbowl winner who may be you. Now stay tuned for Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately. Goodnight.
You're tuned for the stars on NBC.
All right. Say, how about that? Well, Mr. District Attorney doesn't immediately follow because it did back in 1950. And it will tonight because if you'll tune to the 1590 spot right where you are, stick around at 6:30 tonight. We'll have a Mr. District Attorney program for you with Jay Johnston in the title role. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of the truth, guardian of our fundamental right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Bum, ba, bum. One of my favorite all-time openings of radio shows. That's the Summer Radio Theater makes its debut here on WLTD. Tonight we'll be along to introduce a good show every night of the week, Monday through Friday at 6:30. So while the kids are watching something or other on the television and you're getting the dinner dishes cleaned up or you're getting prepared for one thing or another, well, why don't you just have that radio on and enjoy a good program. Mr. District Attorney tonight, the Kraft Music Hall, following that on Tuesday. Wednesday, it'll be Bold Venture with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, The Great Gildersleeve, and Lights Out on Friday. So lots of good listening here on the 1590 spot on your dial. The Music Bag at 826 Custer in Evanston has records in all categories at tremendous discount prices. Mention the Hall Closet and you'll get 10% off their already low prices. The Music Bag at 826 Custer Avenue in Evanston. What do you know about Bud Collier? You know, Bud Collier was the host on this program with Burt Parks on Break the Bank. And Bud Collier, yes, Bud Collier was the radio voice of Superman. He was, Bud Collier played Superman on the serial with, let's see, I'm trying to think of the name of the gal who was Lois Lane. Oh, I'll have that in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, let's listen to the Ames Brothers.
You say it's yes and then it's no, you say you'll stay and then you go, you're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? First you say you do and then you don't, and then you say you will and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play and then it's no, and when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn and I'll show it.
If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You say you do and then you don't, no you don't. And then you say you will and then you won't, no you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play and then it's no, and when you say you stay, that's when you go, you're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn and I'll show it. If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you'll stay and then you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
And those were the Ames Brothers with Les Brown and his band of renown backing them up. Oh, yeah, Superman was played by Bud Collier, and it was Joan Alexander who was Lois Lane, the girl reporter. Remember Perry White? And Jimmy Olsen, who played Jimmy Olsen? Right, Jackie Kelk, who was also Homer on Homer Brown on the Henry Aldridge story on the Aldridge Family Show. Good time. Good time to reminisce. Always like to do that, and always enjoy playing the good sounds of good old radio for you here on WLTD. Coming up, One Foot in Heaven, a good story starring George Brent on the Hallmark Playhouse. Some other things, too. We'll be back after we take a break for the news. Don't touch that dial.
WLTD Evanston, good morning. It's 9 a.m., and I'm Bob Abello with the news on the hour. There's been another delay in the exchange of civilian war prisoners in Vietnam, and again it's over helicopters. A Saigon spokesman says that the Viet Cong refused to sign a pledge assuring safety to Peace Commission helicopters to carry teams to inspect the prisoner releases. The trading post at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, is little more than a smoldering pile of ashes this morning. That half-block-long building burned to the ground last night, 2 months after members of the American Indian Movement and their supporters used force to take control of the hamlet. The Indians are still there, and another negotiating session with the government officials is scheduled for later on today. It's back to work today for Congress, which recessed nearly 2 weeks ago for the Easter holidays. Both the House and the Senate will have to work fast if they expect to beat the midnight deadline for extending President Nixon's authority to control wages and prices. The Senate also is scheduled to vote today on a motion to cut off debate on a bill that would let Americans register as voters by postcard. In Washington, President Nixon returns from Camp David today with continuing indications that he has been planning a public move in the Watergate situation. Nixon left for the presidential retreat on Friday, and he was secluded through the weekend. Also in the news this morning, there is a possibility that federal charges against Daniel Ellsberg and Anthony Russo in the Pentagon Papers trial will be dismissed, or that the judge will declare a mistrial. Judge Matt Byron of the Los Angeles District Court is awaiting a report on an investigation that he ordered last week after hearing that burglars rifled the files of Ellsberg's psychiatrist. 60 former prisoners of war go back to the classroom at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama today. They'll spend 2 weeks learning what happened in the world while they were in Vietnamese prisons. It's the first of four sessions eventually involving 235 men to cover such topics as drug abuse, women's liberation, race relations, and the space program and the environmental problems. Also, there are only three known persons in the world who have type A Rh negative blood with the JKB and JKA negative subgroupings. One of them, 75-year-old Mrs. Alma Coates of Greenfield, Massachusetts, is in fair condition because of severe anemia. She already has been given a pint of the rare blood from the National Rare Blood Bank in Washington, D.C. Another is on its way to the United States from Thailand, and a doctor says that Mrs. Coates appears to have enough blood unless her condition changes for the worst. A record-shattering Mississippi River crest is rolling with even greater speed this morning. That crest has been traveling at about 5 miles per hour, but it picked up speed later this weekend when it passed the Missouri, the main tributary of the Mississippi. WLTD News Time is 9:03.
Say, you gonna have a little garden this year? Many folks are. Well, in any event, spring and summer bring more and more fresh fruits and vegetables to enjoy. So let's talk about your refrigerator freezer. From experience at Polk Brothers, as the warmer weather arrives, we know more and more of them go kaputty. Now, if they're filled with high-priced meats and other expensive foods, it's an economic catastrophe. So that's why we expand our selection of brand-name refrigerator freezers at this time of year. Literally hundreds of models, colors, and sizes to choose from for every family's needs and for every budget. General Electric, Frigidaire, Whirlpool, Amana, Westinghouse, Hotpoint, Admiral, all with factory warranties, all extra low-priced right now in celebration of the opening of our new Polk Brothers store in Glen Ellen on Roosevelt Road. Polk trade-ins, free delivery, and as 3 million folks know, all Polk stores are open for family shopping every night until 10, Sundays until 6. World's largest selection of America's finest products.
Cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms expected to continue through Tuesday. The highs this afternoon will be in the 50s. It'll be cloudy this evening with the lows down in the 40s. And on Tuesday, cloudy skies once again, the highs back up around 50 degrees. Winds will be variable, about 5 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon. continuing 5 to 15 this evening out of the east, and that probability of measurable precipitation is 80% both this afternoon and this evening, and once again 80% on Tuesday. Along the lakefront, 51 degrees, O'Hare 52, Midway officially is 59, the humidity 83%, and the winds are out of the north at present by about 8 miles an hour. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
Listen to the music of Mozart. The music of Edvard Grieg. The romantic music of Tchaikovsky. The haunting sounds of Borodin. Or the rousing melodies of Prokofiev. Hello, I'm John Roberts. If you enjoy classical music, you can hear these and many more on Masterpieces of Music now in its 25th year here on WLTD. Broadcast 2:05 until 3 o'clock. It's the music of the masters on Masterpieces of Music on WLTD.
And if you thought that that was the beginning of a commercial for one of those record album sets with all of the great musical wonders of the masters, you were wrong. Doesn't cost you a thing to tune to 1590 and stay there and listen to John Roberts and Masterpieces of Music every day, Monday through Friday at 2:05 in our WLTD Air Theater. This is Chuck Shaden back with you in the hall closet at 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. And it is our custom long about this time every day to present the soundtrack from a movie or take you through the magic of radio to Broadway for an original cast presentation. Or maybe we'll go to Carnegie Hall, or possibly we'd hopscotch to the country and go to Las Vegas for an in-person performance or something. Well, today we're in Hollywood. We're in a soundstage. We're in a screening room. We're watching a movie from 1957. It's MGM's film Silk Stockings, based on Ninotchka. Music and lyrics by Cole Porter, starring Fred Astaire, Sid Charisse, Janice Page, Peter Lorre, and a great cast. Remember?
We can't go back to Moscow. No wonder we've found. Too bad. We've got to consent to stay in this decadent town. Hey.
Too bad. You can't go back to Moscow. Do pity us, do. Instead of writing symphonies to Russia, divine.
At home, oh yes, you write them, you're sent off to a mine.
We'll hear you at the Ritz bar singing Sweet Adeline.
Too bad, hey! Too bad, hey! Good to be true, hey, hey, hey!
Too bad, you can't go back to Moscow.
Hey!
No wonder we
hey, hey!
Too bad, we've got your consent to stay in this feather rain town. Aye, aye, aye.
Too bad they can't go back to Moscow.
To pity us, do.
Instead of counting chickens on each farm everywhere,
in case a party member has a chicken to spare,
we'll see you counting chickens at the Folies Bergère. Too bad.
Too bad.
Too good to be true.
To be true, cha, cha, cha.
Canfield, you are an American?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me, in America, are you one of the oppressors or one of the oppressed?
Oh, one of the oppressors, definitely.
Aren't you ashamed?
Come now, as one oppressor to the other, you know it's the best spot to be in.
Why can't you understand this is no laughing matter?
Comrade, we're in Paris in the spring. Why can't we make it a laughing matter? Let me show you something.
Gaze on the glistening lights below and above. Oh, what a night of nights for people in love. No city but this, my friend. No city I know gives romance such a chance to grow and grow.
Your attitude is typical of the male in capitalistic society. You will soon be extinct.
How long have I got left?
Do not misunderstand me. As basic material, you might not be bad, but you are the unfortunate product of a doomed culture. I feel sorry for you.
You must admit that this doomed old civilization of ours sparkles. It glitters.
Paris loves lovers. For lovers, it's heaven above. Paris tells lovers, love is supreme. Wake up your dream and make love. Only in Paris one discovers the urge to merge with the splurge of the spring. Paris loves lovers, for lovers know that love is everything.
Pleasures. Paris. How is it you said? The urge to merge with a splurge.
That's right.
Paris.
Capitalistic.
Love, lover.
Characteristic.
For lover.
Sensualistic.
It's heaven above.
They should be atheistic.
Paris.
Imperialistic.
Tells lover.
I'm pessimistic.
Love is supreme. Wake up your dream and make love.
That's anti-communist.
Only in Paris.
Militaristic.
One discovers.
You're optimistic.
The urge to merge with the splurge of the spring.
Bourgeois propaganda.
Paris.
Unrealistic.
Loves lovers. For lovers know that love
is individualistic,
is
and not at all collectivistic,
everything.
But a low totalitarianistic thing.
Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse, Paris Loves Lovers, from the 1957 film Silk Stockings. We'll have one more exciting excerpt from that film in just a moment.
Gosh, Roy, we better ride hard. Them engines is gaining on us. There's only one safe place for us, Roy. It's a safe deposit vault at Northwest Federal Savings. Let's make time, Roy. Once we get into Northwest Federal Safe Deposit Vault, we'll be free from worry. Yep, and we can put all these here valuable papers in there, too, for safekeeping, you know. These here deeds to the ranch and the stable and the horses and all them stocks and bonds, too. They'll all be safe. Come on, Roy. Let's make time. As soon as we get there, we can find a safe deposit box. It'll be just the right size for all the valuable papers and stuff. Not far now, Roy. Just west of Cicero Pass, round the bend, at 4901 on Irvin Park Trail. Come on, Roy. Let's ride hard. Hey, Roy. Roy. Here we go. Jumper and sourdough. Roy's anxious to get to Northwest Federal. He's riding way ahead of me. And dang, Roy, sure he's quick on the trigger.
May I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. BOAC announces the departure of BA5.
This is Robert Cromie inviting you to join me in conversation with some fascinating people of London, England, every Sunday afternoon at 5. Here at the 1590 spot on your radio, WLTD.
Joining Robert Cromie next Sunday will be Patricia Routledge, popular actress from the world of stage and screen. Tune in to Robert Cromie in London next Sunday and every Sunday afternoon at 5 on WLTD. And following Robert Cromie in London, this is your invitation to stay tuned for Those Were the Sundays as we present those great Sunday shows from radio's golden age along about 5:30 in the afternoon, Sundays on WLTD. Next Sunday, May the 6th, Edward Arnold stars as Mr. President. And in the Sundays that follow, things like Charlie McCarthy, Jack Benny, Phil Harris, and Alice Faye, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Suspense, The Big Show. Oh, boy, lots of good listening for a Sunday afternoon on WLTD. Good listening for a Monday morning as well. This is the 30th of April. I'm Chuck Shaden. The program is The Hall Closet. It's 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. A showstopper from Silk Stockings, a 1957 movie, was performed on the screen by Janice Page, talking about the movies.
Today, to get the public to attend a picture show, it's not enough to advertise a famous star they know. If you want to get the crowds to come around, you gotta have a glorious technicolor, breathtaking cinemascope, and stereo voice. If folks today could witness Valentino in the Chic, they never would appreciate this lover boy's technique. If you want to hear applauding hands resound, you gotta have glorious technicolor, breathtaking cinemascope, stereo voice.
The customers don't like to see the groom embrace the bride unless her lips are scarlet and her mouth is 5 feet wide.
In glorious technicolor, breathtaking cinemascope, or
Cinerama,
Vistavision, or
Superscope, or
Tadeo,
and Stereo.
Now you all remember Lassie, that beloved canine star. To see her wag her tail, the crowds would come from near and far. But at present, she'd be just another hound. Unless she had glorious technicolor,
breathtaking cinemascope,
and step,
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 breathtaking cinemascope,
and stare
with an octopus and
the public wouldn't care if she had drowned. Unless she had
glorious technicolor,
breathtaking cinemascope, and stereophonic sound. If Ava Gardner played Godiva riding on a mare, the people wouldn't pay a cent, and they wouldn't even care unless she had glorious technicolor, or
cinecolor, or
Warnicolor, or
metrocolor, or
Eastman color, or
Colicolor, and any color in stereophonic sound. And stereophonic sound. There was a time when dancing was so intimate and sleek.
A fella hugged his partner as they cuddled cheek to cheek.
Now he doesn't even know if she's around.
Because they're in glorious technicolor, breathtaking cinemascope, and stereophonic sound.
It's not enough today to see a dancer at his ease.
He's got to throw his back out and come sliding on his knees.
He's got to have glorious Russian ballet, or modern ballet, or English ballet, or Chinese ballet, or Hindu ballet, or ballet ballet,
or any ballet.
Janice Page and Fred Astaire in a big show-stopping number. Almost stopped the record there for a minute. From Silk Stockings, a 1957 film. And we'll have more of that tomorrow along about this time on WLTD. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, 18 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock, 51 degrees along the lake shore. It's 52 at O'Hare. Officially at Midway, it's 59. The humidity is 83%. The wind is out of the north at 8 miles an hour. Have a sound for you right now from our cassette tape of the month for the month of April, and this is the last day of April, so this is the last day we'll be able to tell you about our April cassette. But why don't you listen for a minute, tune in to Bob Hope, and then we'll tell you how you can have this cassette.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Tonight, for the Community Center Building Fund at Woodland Hills, California, Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Fred Astaire.
Much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from Woodland Hills, California, where the deer and the real estate agents play hope. Telling all you gals to brush your teeth with Pepsodent to preserve what's under your smeller, and at the stroke of midnight, you too can become a Cinderella and marry a Rockefeller.
That's Bob Hope. A little bit of the opening of that Bob Hope show with Fred Astaire, Jerry Colonna, and Vera Vague. And that's just a little bit of a good half-hour comedy show with Bob and the gang over there. On the other side of our cassette of the month for the month of April, there's a complete 30-minute Richard Diamond private detective broadcast starring Dick Powell and Ed Begley in the Jacoby case. Many of our listeners have been getting cassettes of the month, and we're pleased to provide this means of beginning or continuing a collection of vintage radio sounds on tape. If you'd like to have this cassette tape of the month for April, that's Richard Diamond, private detective, and the Bob Hope Show with Fred Astaire. All you have to do is send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Your cassette tape of the month will be rushed on its way to you, and there's no further obligation. If you'd like our tape for May or June or July or so on, you'll have to tune in each month and find out what that cassette is and then order again. We'll be talking about the May cassette starting tomorrow morning. Now, nothing is ever sent automatically. You only get it if you request it. So don't forget to get your cassette of the month for April. That's The Bob Hope Show and Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. The Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. It's 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. We would like to take a moment to tip our hat humbly into the direction of the Chicago Tribune, and in particular to a fellow by the name of Clifford Terry, who wrote a bit about us in the Chicago Tribune magazine yesterday, Sunday. We are, to say the least, overwhelmed with the article about our efforts here on WLTD, and we sure thank Cliff Terry for doing a great job, and we thank you for tuning in to us because of the comments in the Tribune magazine. We'll do our best to provide you with lots of good listening here at the 1590 spot on your dial all day, every day, 7 days a week. Lots of good things coming up. Coming up tomorrow in the Hall Closet, we have the Hit Parade with Frank Sinatra singing the number one tune. We'll have the Great Gildersleeve and the Whistler. Wednesday morning, it's Charlie McCarthy, Perry Como's Supper Club, One Man's Family, and Inner Sanctum. Thursday, it's Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, The Life of Riley, and Margaret O'Brien on the Academy Award Theater in Lost Angel. Friday morning, it'll be the Fred Allen Show from 1938 with Fred's guest Orson Welles. The Railroad Hour, Gordon McRae stars in The Merry Widow. And on Suspense, Stool Pigeon. Those are just the things that we're doing Monday through Friday in the morning, and that doesn't even talk about our Radio for Kids program, or Those Were the Days, or even the Summer Radio Theater, or Those Were the Sundays. But if you'll find out, boy, you'll just want to keep that dial set right here at 1590, and stay tuned to WLTD for good old radio, and this is the place where good old radio sounds better than ever. Once again, our thanks to Clifford Terry and John Fink and the Chicago Tribune magazine, the Sunday magazine. We sure do appreciate that great article in yesterday's newspaper. Let's go back now to the Hallmark Playhouse. George Brent stars in One Foot in Heaven.
Remember, a Hallmark card when you care enough to send the very best. Tonight from Hollywood, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you George Brent in Hartzell Spence's One Foot in Heaven on the Hallmark Playhouse. Each week, Hallmark will bring you Hollywood's greatest stars in outstanding stories chosen by one of the world's best-known authors, the distinguished novelist, Mr. James Hilton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Hilton. Tonight on our Hallmark Playhouse, we present a dramatization of One Foot in Heaven by Hartzell Spence. This is a warm and human story about a good man. You know, stories about good people are very often good stories, because goodness is really an exciting thing, as we on the Playhouse have often found in our dramatizations of such men as the doctor and the schoolmaster. Tonight, we give you the story of a clergyman, a Methodist preacher who lived and worked in Iowa. Actually, in this book, Mr. Spence is telling the true story of his own father, so it isn't surprising that there's a warm affection in the way he depicts this truly Christian gentleman who, as Mr. Spence says, had one foot in heaven and one foot on God's green earth. We have been fortunate in securing for the starring role that fine actor, Mr. George Brent. And now, Frank Goss, have you a word about Hallmark?
There are Hallmark cards for every memorable occasion on your calendar. For birthdays, anniversaries, holidays. Yes, for every occasion that calls for remembrance, for a friendly greeting, a word of good cheer, an expression of sympathy. There is a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. And that identifying Hallmark on the back, that says you cared enough to send the very best. Now, Hallmark Playhouse, presenting Hartzell Spence's One Foot in Heaven and starring George Brent.
Riverton is a Midwestern town, and big city dwellers might call it a small town, but it is listed on any fair-sized map. As our story opens, the morning train from Chicago has just pulled away from the station, leaving a young man and woman alone on the platform. The man looks exactly what he is, a Protestant minister of the Methodist denomination.
Well, Hope, what do you think of our new hometown?
Well, do you think it'll be as bad as Bishop Simmons said?
The bishop, my dear, is a master at understatement. I am sure it would be considerably worse than he said.
Oh, dear.
Howdy.
Good morning, brother. Is this vehicle for hire?
Only one town that is. You the new preacher?
Yes, I'm the Reverend Spence, and this is Mrs. Spence.
How do you do?
How do? Well, climb aboard. I'll take you over to the parsonage, then I'll take you to the hotel.
Well, we weren't planning on going to the hotel.
That's the plan you'll make after you see the parsonage. Step up. I'll throw your bags and back here.
Thank you.
Get along, Tilly.
I understand there's been quite a turnover in parsons here.
Yeah, the Lord sends them and the congregation drives them away.
But why? Don't they like the pastors?
Can't say. I'm a Presbyterian myself. Never could figure out what the Methodists like.
Well, but surely there must be some reason for their attitude.
Ever since Preacher Jones passed on, the congregation's been split. Brother Cooper's been running things to suit himself since then.
Brother Cooper, eh? I'll remember that.
Well, you better not cross Brother Cooper. He'll be the one that pays most of your salary.
You're being very helpful, brother.
Folks just call me Samson.
Brother Samson. Any other members of the congregation who the Lord might keep a special eye on?
Well, there's Mrs. McClintock. She runs the bakery over there. She and Mrs. Cooper are always fighting about who's going to be head of the ladies' aid.
Mrs. McClintock and Mrs. Cooper and the ladies' aid. Make a note of that, my dear. That'll be your department.
I've been through that kind of battle before.
Over yonder is Herb Jellison's. He sells them newfangled automobiles. No good will come of it.
Is Brother Jellison one of the ones who engages a great deal in the work of the Lord?
That's a question you'll have to ask yourself, preacher. He sings in the choir. Membership's been falling off ever since started. I guess most of your flock are good people at heart, even if they are Methodists.
Well, thank you, Brother Samson. You seem to be well informed, even if you are a Presbyterian.
Oh, no. No. Bishop Simmons couldn't do this to us, Will.
It is a little depressing, isn't it?
Well, you have to see for yourself. You ready to go to the hotel?
Well, Hope?
No. No, Brother Samson. The church seems to be just as old. And if God can live there, I guess we can live here.
Thank you, my dear. It won't be for long. Remember why the bishop sent me here. We'll get them to build a new church and a new parsonage.
You may. You're young. Preacher Jones tried it for 11 years before he got so tired he died. Good luck.
Thank you, Brother Samson. I'm sorry, Hope. I'll try to make you happy here.
I'll be happy, dear. As soon as I've recovered my balance. Will you never seem to lose yours?
My balance?
Yes, dear, your balance. I guess a pastor needs balance more than anything else. Standing with one foot in heaven and the other on God's green earth, and unable to plant both feet firmly in either place. Sorry to disturb you, Will, but here are Brother Cooper and Brother Jellison, and they would like to speak to you.
Good evening, Reverend.
Good evening, Pastor.
Please be seated, brothers. What can I do for you?
I think you've been a little hasty in some of your decisions, Pastor. Like to straighten you out on a few things.
Well, I'm in the market for constructive suggestions.
Understand you've been organizing a singing group from the children in Sunday school.
That's right, and they're coming along very nicely. They'll be ready in a few weeks, Brother Cooper.
Ready for what?
To take their places in the choir loft.
We already have a choir, Pastor. I've been the choir master for 5 years.
I know you have, Brother Jellison. And like all good servants of the Lord, you are due for a reward. I've arranged for the regular choir to take a nice, long rest. The children will take care of the singing.
I don't think that would be wise, Reverend. You're new here. Only 5 months now, isn't it? People in this congregation don't go in much for changes.
Well, I've already sounded out the congregation, Brother Cooper. They're all in favor of retiring the present choir.
I'd like to have some of them tell me that.
They have told you, Brother Jellison, by their absence from church.
Understand you have some ideas about building a new church, Pastor.
Yes, I find that God is rather poorly housed here.
Well, as treasurer of the church, I don't think the idea is sound. However, I might support it, although it's a big change, providing that there aren't any other changes. Herb's a friend of mine, and I think he's doing a good job. As treasurer of the church, I'm making you a deal. Take it. Or leave it.
Brother Cooper, we're talking about a new church, a new place of worship, a house of God. It will be a gift to God. I do not have the power to make a deal in his behalf.
Come on, Cooper. We don't have to take this, even if he is a pastor.
You better think it over, Reverend. As treasurer, I'd like to see the choir left as it is.
You may not be treasurer for much longer, Brother Cooper. The trustees hold an election next month. I've ordered a closed ballot. I don't think you'll be reelected.
I'm the biggest contributor to this church.
God is the biggest contributor in this church. Good day, brothers.
The good brothers seem quite angry.
Yes.
What do you think they'll do?
I don't know. I'd rather not think about it anymore at the moment. It's been a trying day, and I'm glad it's over.
Will, it isn't over, not quite. One more river.
Oh, Heavenly Father, not the ladies' aid again.
They're meeting in the parlor right now. Mrs. McClintock and Mrs. Cooper are still at it. They both want to be president.
Is Mrs. Brooks in there with them?
Yes, sitting there like the sweet old angel she is. Why, dear?
Maybe with the help of divine providence we can get this thing settled once and for all. Lead me to the foe and I will slay him or her, whatever the case may be.
Frankly, Mrs. Cooper, I think you've been president long enough. The nominating committee has decided that I am the sole candidate, Mrs. McClintock. 2 terms was enough for even George Washington.
Good evening, sisters.
Good evening,
You ladies seem to be having some difficulty.
We want a new president.
She means she wants to be president. I was nominated.
Oh, yes, you picked your own nominating committee.
Now, sisters. I know you've been fighting, and I came over because I enjoy your display of spirit. The Bible is full of battles, but the wars that there were successful were the ones the children of God fought together against a common foe. Now, you ladies are doing a great work for this church. I would hate to see that work interrupted. I suggest that we change procedure a trifle and accept open nominations from the floor so that both of you ladies can prove you haven't your personal interests at heart. Any objections?
I would like to put in nomination the name of Mrs. Hazel Brooks.
Will you second that, Mrs. Cooper?
Second.
And now I move that nominations be closed.
And I'm sure Mrs. McClintock will second that.
Second?
Well, now, since Mrs. Brooks is the only candidate, I guess she is elected by acclamation. I won't keep you ladies any longer.
Will, you've been disturbed lately. Something's wrong. What is it?
Oh, the district conference is being held in Detroit at the end of the month, and Bishop Simmons has invited me to deliver the sermon.
He picked you out of the 300 pastors who'll attend. Why, Will, that's a great honor.
It's more than that. I think it's been engineered.
What do you mean?
Cooper and Jellison and the others. They're going to the conference as lay delegates. They'll bring charges against me and attempt to have me moved.
But they have nothing to charge you
with. Oh, they'll attack my sermon. Any sermon is open to attack. They can take some isolated line, twist the meaning, give it a different interpretation, and try to influence the bishop.
But the bishop is very fond of you.
Yes, but I haven't succeeded in getting the new church started, and I like it here, Hope. And I hope the bishop is in agreement with my sermon. I wouldn't want to be moved without completing the job.
I wouldn't want to move either just now.
You like them too, don't you? The parishioners.
Very much, but it's more than that. You see, Will, we're going to have a baby.
In a moment, James Hilton will return to present Act Two of Hartzell Spence's One Foot in Heaven, starring George Brent. There's a new way to bring joy to children this Easter. This year, you can give Hallmark Little Women dolls. You know how much children love the book Little Women by Louisa May Alcott? You know how youngsters love the movie stars, and you know what dolls mean to children. Well, the new Hallmark dolls combine all these loves of childhood. The famous movie stars in the new movie Little Women posed for Hallmark dolls and each autographed the doll whose part she played. Imagine the thrill of some child you know when she receives a Hallmark doll of Margaret O'Brien as Beth, or Elizabeth Taylor as Amy, or Janet Lee as Meg, or June Allison as Jo. Each doll stands up by itself, 8 inches high, and has a delightful verse that tells all about her. And they all wear gorgeous costumes of rich colors with real feather plumes in their hats. Think what happy hours some little friend of yours can have acting out Little Women with Hallmark dolls. You can mail them as easily as greeting cards, and they cost only 25 cents each. Or for a really enchanting present for Easter, or for birthdays, or any other occasion, give the entire set of 4 dolls in a colorful permanent portfolio. It costs only $1. It will bring you joy this Easter to see the rapture on a child's face when the portfolio is opened and out come Meg, Amy, Joe, and Beth, the lovable Hallmark Little Women dolls.
We'll get back to the Hallmark Playhouse, One Foot in Heaven, with George Brent in just a moment. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD. You know, isn't it funny how some things stimulate a memory? I can remember this story, One Foot in Heaven. It was a very popular play. It was often produced by amateur groups, especially church groups. And as I heard the story along with you this morning, I can't remember exactly when this would have been. Maybe it was about 1953 or 54 or something like that. A friend of mine by the name of Eddie Spletzer was in this play at the Messiah Lutheran Church on the northwest side of Chicago, and I remember getting over there to see the show. And there's no conclusion to this. It's just that it was a memory, and I hope that some of the things that we do stimulate some memories of yours from time to time. That's our business here on WLTD.
We're gonna toss our cares away, soak up the sun all day,
take a great big breath of fresh air. It's a great time for a picnic, thanks to Frigidaire.
This month, Frigidaire dependability and convenience isn't all you get when you buy selected Frigidaire refrigerators. What you do get is just about everything you need for a great spring picnic at no extra charge. First, you get a sturdy wooden picnic basket. In it, you find a checkered tablecloth, 4 unbreakable picnic plates and cups, 4 sets of stainless steel utensils, even a great picnic recipes book. So this month, discover why every refrigerator is not a Frigidaire. And have a picnic.
It's a great time.
Have a picnic at Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer, open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. It's 21 minutes before 10 o'clock. Weatherman says cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today, with a high near 50 in the northern portions of the Chicagoland area to the 60s in the southern areas. Tonight, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, continued cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, about the same as today. Locally, heavy rainfall amounts are likely today through Tuesday. Right now it's 51 degrees along the lake shore, 52 at O'Hare, 59 officially at Midway. The humidity is 83% and the wind is out of the north at 8 miles an hour. All right, gang, let's get back to One Foot in Heaven on the Hallmark Playhouse.
Now back to our play starring George Brent, who appears through the courtesy of RKO Pictures. RKO's current picture is The Setup, starring Robert Ryan and Audrey Totter. Now here is James Hilton in the second act of One Foot in Heaven. Starring George Brent.
As we open the second act of the Hallmark Playhouse, the Reverend William Spence has just stepped from the pulpit after delivering a sermon before the District Conference of the Methodist Church held in Detroit under the supervision of Bishop Simmons. As the pastor takes his seat, Brother Cooper, a lay delegate, opens the attack.
If it please Bishop Simmons, I ask that a business meeting be convened at once to deliberate a matter that cannot wait. I am Brother Cooper, a lay delegate from the Riverton Parish.
I will hear the matter. You may continue.
Thank you, Bishop Simmons. For some time, we in Riverton have felt that our pastor, the Reverend Spence, is not competent. I would hesitate to make such a charge under normal circumstances, but I do so now because of the sermon you have just heard with your own ears.
Are you ready to defend your sermon, Brother Spence?
My sermon needs no defense, Bishop.
Bishop Simmons, I want to add my protest to that of Brother Cooper. I am Brother Jennison, also of the Riverton Parish. You have just heard our pastor say that his sermon needs no defense. That is his attitude. He thinks himself infallible.
I did not say that I am infallible, Brother Jellison. We were not discussing me. We were discussing the sermon.
All right. Sit down, Jellison. I can handle this. We'll stick to the sermon.
Please do. It's such a beautiful sermon.
A beautiful sermon? Bishop Simmons, the ego of this man is incredible.
Your conduct is rather unbecoming, Brother Spence.
But, Bishop, the sermon is a heavenly work of art.
It is it? It's full of holes like a sieve. I can rip it apart, every word of it. How could a man of God write such a sermon?
I can't answer that, Brother Cooper. You'd better address that question to British Simmons.
What?
You can't answer my question, can you?
No, I can't. You see, a great occasion like this calls for a great sermon. I would not have been content with my own humble efforts. So I borrowed my sermon from this book, word for word. That's why I think the sermon was so wonderful. It was written many years ago by a missionary. A missionary who rose to be a bishop. Our own bishop. Bishop Simmons.
Yes, sirree, Reverend. You sure slick, Brother Cooper. Everybody in town's talking about it, too. The bishop's own sermon.
Well, I didn't think Brother Cooper would let the story get around.
Oh, there was others up at the conference aside from him and that automobile maniac Jellison. Some of your flock knew you was in trouble, and they was there in the audience rooting for you.
Those good people. Thank you, Samson.
Shucks, don't thank me. I'm a Presbyterian.
You're a good man. That's what counts. I'm going to need my good people for what I want to do.
Still got that new church in your craw?
Yes, I'm going to hold a revival meeting.
Takes a lot of folks to contribute to building the church.
I know, but when we get started, maybe Cooper and Jellison will see the light. I'm going to need them. They're the wealthiest people in my congregation.
Don't know how to break this to you, Pastor, but they ain't in your congregation no more. They're too mad. They came over to my church. They're Presbyterians now, like me.
Oh, I see. Well, Samson, so long as they haven't left God's family.
Here's the parsonage. Whoa, Tilly.
Here's the usual 25 cents, Samson.
Thanks, preacher. And here's a dollar change.
But I only gave you a quarter.
Oh, put that dollar toward the new Methodist church, Pastor. Only remember that it was a Presbyterian who started it.
As you gentlemen know, I've been planning a revival in my church. My field workers have visited every home within an area of 10 miles, and they have compiled these lists. They include the names of all people who do not attend church regularly. Not all of them are Methodists. So I want each of you to have the list of people of your own denomination. Father Flannery, this list is yours.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Rabbi Fine, these are your people.
Thank you. I should have done this myself.
You would have if you'd had the problems my church has had. Don't feel embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I was forced to make the move.
You have a list left over. I take it that is mine.
Right you are, Reverend Moore, and thank you for your time.
Reverend Spence, one of my parochial school children tells me you bought a chance on my St. Bernard dog. The one that's being raffled off.
You raffle them off every month, and I buy a ticket every month. I'd love to win them, Father Flannery.
No, you know the costume, Pastor. Whenever one of my parishioners win them, they feed them, bathe them, and give them back to me.
Pastor, there's something I want to give back to you.
What is that, Reverend Moore?
A couple of misplaced Methodists who are trying to convince themselves that they're Presbyterians. Brother Cooper and Brother Jellison, they belong on your list.
Thank you, Reverend.
Preacher, it sure looks like you stretched my dollar a long ways. Gonna be a humdinger of a church. Never thought you'd be able to do it without the help of Cooper and Jellison.
Well, I got the help I needed from a somewhat higher level, Samson.
Yeah, but you're a practical man, too. Would have been mighty handy if it had kicked in with contributions.
I can't deny that. The church will be completed, but I'm afraid the organ and the bells will have to wait.
When are they gonna get this work finished?
Had a wonderful time, Samson. Our first services will be held here on Easter Sunday. Bishop Simmons is coming down for the dedication.
You've done a wonderful job, Brother Spence. I had the feeling that you were the man to do it. But now I have a difficult task.
Difficult task?
Yes. You see, you're a builder. A builder of churches and a builder of faith. You are the spiritual conductor between God and man. And so I have to take you away from here. Because your work here is done. And others can now take it over. I need you in another place. There is a parish much like this one was in Nebraska. Will you go?
Yes. Only my wife... Well, we're expecting the baby shortly. Hardly know how to tell her.
I didn't want to leave you that task. I told Sister Spence myself.
What did she say?
She is of the opinion that babies have been born in Nebraska before. Sister Spence is a fine woman.
The best, Bishop. The very best.
Oh, Will, Bishop, come quickly.
What's wrong, my dear?
A truck from Chicago. It has bells and a new organ.
Where did they come from?
The truckman didn't know, but they're paid for.
The Lord be praised for that. Goodbye, Mrs. Cooper. Keep up the good work with the ladies' aid.
Oh, I will. I will. And thank you. Thank you.
And God bless you. God bless all of you.
I'm glad they're all gone, Will. I think I'm going to cry.
All of them aren't gone. Here come a couple of brothers who stayed to do a little overtime praying.
Hello, Pastor.
I liked your sermon, Reverend Spence.
Brother Cooper and Brother Jealous Knight, I'm so glad to see you.
Pastor, I've been sort of well, it's a word I shouldn't use in church.
Me too. Same word.
The organ and the bells, and you gave them, didn't you?
The organ from me, the bells from Herb. Pastor, why do you have to leave us?
The being that counts in this church never leaves it, brother. He'll welcome you any time.
I think Brother Jellison has something on his mind.
Pastor, Brother Cooper and I, we want you to have this.
A key? What is it for?
It's out here. There. Ain't it a beauty?
Why, Will. It's an automobile.
Yes. From me and Brother Cooper.
Aye. Brothers. Good brothers.
Is something wrong with the motor?
No. Before we drop over the hill, I just wanted to take one look back.
Yes, Will.
Riverton. Beautiful, isn't it? There's the steeple and the church. Birds have already started nesting there. And there's old Samson's rig down by the station, waiting for the morning train. Mrs. McClintock's bakery. Jellison's garage. And the flowers in Mrs. Brooks' garden. And there's somebody bringing Father Flannery's dog back to him. I wish every man in the world could see this town from here as I see it now. People are forever asking a preacher what heaven is like. I guess maybe it's just like a town. Because a town is like the people in it. That's why I can leave them now. Because we'll see these good people again. Yes, we'll see them again.
And James Hilton and George Brent will return. But now, here's what I promised to tell you about Hallmark Little Women dolls, the newest addition to the famous Hallmark doll collection. Little Women dolls are in full-color costume with real feather plumes in their hats. They're 8 inches high and stand up all by themselves. Each doll has a clever verse that tells all about her and is autographed by the star who played her part in the popular movie Little Women. Hallmark Little Women dolls are only 25 cents each, or it's a dollar for the entire set of four in a colorful permanent portfolio. Buy Hallmark Little Women dolls at the Friendly Store, where you find Hallmark greeting cards. Some little friend will love you for them. Here again is James Hilton.
Thank you, George Brent, for a performance both spirited and inspiring. It has certainly come with timeliness this week, and I'd like you to know how happy we've been to have you here with us.
It's been a pleasure for me, too, Mr. Hilton. I can see there's a very friendly feeling about your Hallmark Playhouse. Now, that doesn't really surprise me, because I know how your Hallmark cards seek to spread that feeling wherever they go. And thank you again for having me.
I hope we shall have you again. And by the way, you might listen to us next Thursday when we present Christopher Morley's Kitty Foyle, starring June Allison. And the following week, Betty Smith's famous novel, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, starring Dan Daly.
And there we have the Hallmark Playhouse, One Foot in Heaven. Good story. Nice to share it with you this morning in our hall closet from WLTD. My name is Chuck Shaden. It's 6 minutes before 10 o'clock. It's 51 degrees along the lake shore, 52 at O'Hare. Officially at Midway, it's 59 degrees. Hansen from Copenhagen tips his cap in your direction with a brand new good old idea. If you look around, you'll find that the latest news on the fashion scene is caps. Caps are in, indeed. And Hansen from Copenhagen over at 5419 West Irving Park Road invites you to top off your spring wardrobe with a good-looking custom-made cap for men or women. Designed by Eric Hansen, the little tailor with the big ideas. He's going to make you look great in a colorful custom-made cap for golfers, cyclists, tourists, for work or play, for night or day. You know, this is a great idea for the golf season that's right here now. You look around, a lot of golfers out there in those knickers or plus fours. Eric will make a pair of those things for you, too. As a matter of fact, I know he will take a pair of your old slacks, not too old, of course, and he'll convert them into knickers and make a cap to match. Check with Eric Hansen from Copenhagen. He'll design your cap for as little as $8.95 or as much as $12.95, no more than that. If you bring in your own material, he'll top you off for only $7.75. Get the details, get style and comfort. Get a good gift idea from Hansen from Copenhagen, 5419 West Irving Park Road. That's just east of Central. It's across from Portage Park. Hansen from Copenhagen at PA5-5196. By the way, you're looking for a pair of custom-made slacks? He'll make you a custom-made pair of slacks overnight. Go on in to see him today. Tomorrow afternoon, go on in and pick up those slacks that you've requested. He'll take good care of you in that department, too. Hansen from Copenhagen, 5419 West Irving Park Road in Chicago. Last Saturday night in the community room at Northwest Federal Savings, we watched Anything Goes with Bing Crosby and Ethel Merman, and that prompted me to decide for our one special tune this morning, we'd have a Bing Crosby record from 1931. It was recorded on November 23rd of 1931, and by George, it's Bing Crosby's theme.
Why must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and return to the long ago, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day? Someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Well, the old clock up on the studio wall says it's time to go for now, but hey, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, same station, with more sounds of entertainment from the Hall Closet. By the way, Bing Crosby's going to be 72 years old this week. Happy birthday, Mr. B, for Lots of, and thank you for lots of good entertainment, too. Tomorrow morning in the Hall Closet, we have Frank Sinatra singing the number one tune on Your Hit Parade. We'll have Great Gildersleeve with Willard Waterman as Gildy and the Whistler. Good sounds tomorrow morning. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned to WLTD all day long for news and weather and information. Good listening, good music. See you tonight at 6:30. Good morning.
WLTD Evanston 1590 on your radio dial. It's 10 a.m. and good morning. I'm Bob Abella with the news on the hour. The record crest of the Mississippi River is picking up speed as it surges toward the Gulf of Mexico, assaulting the dikes and the levees still remaining in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Behind the crest, the river's muddy waters have begun creeping slowly back toward their banks. Damage estimates now stand at more than $500 million in the seven states of the Mississippi Valley. The Mississippi is higher than it has ever been since settlers began measuring it more than 200 years ago. The current flood, the third this month, has inundated at least 11 million acres of normally dry land and has driven tens of thousands of families from their homes. The river crested during the weekend at St. Louis and has now started to fall along its northern reaches. At the height of the record flood in St. Louis yesterday, the usually docile old river flowed past a given point at the rate of 6 million gallons a second. Fire whipped through the trading post and several smaller buildings at Wounded Knee last night. It completely destroyed the half-block-long trading post in the historic South Dakota hamlet, held since February the 27th by militant members of the American Indian Movement and their supporters. But officials of the Bureau of Indian Affairs says the Wounded Knee Museum, which adjoined the trading post, has served as headquarters for the militant forces and did not burn. Firemen from nearby Pine Ridge, who normally fight fires at Wounded Knee, did not go to the hamlet. They had been ordered to stay clear of the area ever since the first night of the occupation, when they came under gunfire while attempting to put out a small blaze. Officials of the FBI command post at Pine Ridge say they do not know what caused last night's fire, which continued for 5 hours until the trading post was little more than a pile of ashes. A meeting was scheduled today between Indian forces and government officials in an apparent last-ditch effort to avoid armed conflict. Also in the news this morning, Democratic governors are meeting in Ohio officially to discuss the Nixon budget, revenue sharing, and the energy crisis. But as happens at most political gatherings, informal and backroom talks are dominating the meeting, and all of that talk is about Watergate. Democratic National Chairman Robert Strauss wants the governors to decide today to pick one governor to make a nationally broadcast address urging that an independent prosecutor be appointed to handle the Watergate. The governors will also vote on proposals condemning President Nixon's budget and his revenue-sharing plans. The Small Business Administration and the Department of Housing and Urban Development will begin the federal help effort for Illinois flood victims today. Both agencies will be handling disaster relief problems in East St. Louis and Rockford offices. The Small Business Administration says it'll begin accepting applications for disaster loans, while HUD officials say the agency will accept requests for temporary housing. President Nixon has declared 33 counties in Illinois major flood disaster areas. Governor Walker will be in Marion this afternoon answering telephones and talking with Southern Illinois residents. The governor and his aides will take part in the opening of a Marion office in the State Office Building at 2209 West Main. A toll-free telephone line is to be set up for the offices. The Kentucky Colonels and the Indiana Pacers match one-win records in tonight's third game of the best-of-seven American Basketball Association championship playoffs at Louisville. Also, the New York Knicks have won their second consecutive National Basketball Association Eastern Conference champion. Chip, the Knicks will face the Los Angeles Lakers in the finals. And on the baseball scene, all the teams in the majors are idle today. WLTD News Time is 10:04.
Polk Brothers has the seeds of a great idea for you. Over $5 worth of genuine Vaughn vegetable seeds, free, with any purchase of $25 or more at all Polk Brothers stores. Cherry and beefsteak tomatoes, carrots, squash, endive, radishes, peppers. 17 different packets of vegetable seeds for you, free. Grow your own vegetable supermart this summer. Stop inflation and enjoy truly fresh, homegrown delectables. All of us at Polk's enjoy doing fun things like this, just like we enjoy showing you the world's largest selection of brand names, appliances, TV, stereo, carpeting, and furniture. All anti-inflation Polk priced, a trade-in allowance on your old appliances, your choice of credit plans if you wish. And right now, 17 packets of genuine Vaughn vegetable seeds, free, with any purchase of $25 or more. All Polk stores, including our sparkling new Glen Ellen store, open for you nightly till 10, Sundays till 6.
Cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms expected to continue through Tuesday is the forecast for the Chicago area. The highs this afternoon will be in the 50s and the lows dipping down this evening to the lower 40-degree area. On Tuesday, once again, back up around 50 degrees. Winds will be variable this afternoon, about 5 to 15 miles an hour, coming out of the east this evening by 5 to 15, and that probability of measurable precipitation 80% through the day and the evening, and once again 80% on Tuesday. Along the lakefront, it's 51 degrees, 52 degrees at O'Hare. Midway officially reports 59. The humidity is 83%. Winds at present are out of the north by 8 miles an hour. This has been WLTD News and Weather.
This is Burl Ives with a message about Johnny Horizon 76. That's a campaign to...